WJFM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. This week I want to talk to you about sex crimes, but I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators, teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims, period. Thank you very much for listening.
Our playbook phone poll this week was, would you like to see the Redskins play Dallas in the first game of the playoffs? The overwhelming response was yes. 76% of you said we would like to see the Skins play Dallas. Only 24% said no. And now the burning question, do you or don't you like Don and Mike? Apparently these guys have sent you hundreds of flowers over the last couple of weeks. What's the answer? Yes or no?
No.
You don't like them? Oh, my. Why? Any particular reason?
No reason.
Have you gotten the flowers?
Yes.
Are they nice?
My wife enjoys them.
Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to them.
You
have to be smart to be an offensive lineman. Joe just proved it.
You're right. No comment is basically it. Thanks for being on the show with us, as always.
Thank you.
Charlie Cassidy, thank you. Christine Brennan, appreciate you watching.
Thank you
for joining us. We'll see you tonight on the 10 o'clock news and again next Monday night right here for Sports for Red.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
You know, interestingly enough, I was in Hurricane Katrina. Sunday night before Hurricane Katrina hit, I was one of the last taxi cabs out of New Orleans. I spent 15 hours in contraflow going to West Monroe, Louisiana, and I called my airline because I was scheduled to fly out that Sunday night, and they said, you know what? We'll give you a free ticket anywhere in the country. And I thought to myself, you know, I've never... Vegas. And here I am.
What?
We're in American life.
Wow.
Amazing story. Well, when I auditioned in Las Vegas, you know, it was amazing. You know, they kind of, the name that was out there, and the fans just gravitated toward it, and it's just stuck. And it's a feeling of being true to yourself and who you are as a person.
Also, in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-Shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-Shirt? By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was...
That's right. With
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to...
This is the Fright Break. Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of a heartbeat. A frightened, terrified heart. Is it beating faster than your heart or slower? This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds to allow anyone to leave this theater who is too frightened to see the end of the picture. 10 seconds more, and we go into the house. It's now or never. 5, 4. You're a brave audience. 2, 1.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Rick Dees in the morning. Kiss FM.
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Rick Dees in the morning. Kiss FM. Music radio. WABC.
Hello, love. This is Ron Lundy in New York City.
The best music.
I'm on my second beer.
good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. Don't.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You know, these machines, I swear to Christ.
I know.
I swear to Christ, if I do say so myself,
yes.
That was a perfectly sewn together bunch of tapes.
Seamless.
And it wasn't until we got to the part where I had to use good old POS.
Uh-huh.
One thing trips another thing. I'm, oh my. Hey, guess what? I've got it turned on.
Oh no. Mike isn't working?
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Don't, yeah, Rob, get away from there. Just get away from there. I got it fixed. There it is.
Not quite yet.
I'm Hugh Hamilton.
Now, every single one is turned on.
Huh.
Good afternoon.
What an odd thing.
This is Hugh Hamilton.
This
why
is why.
My goddamn this, microphone.
This is why we desperately. You know, let's count. After today, uh-huh. Only 19 shows in this crappy studio.
Hello.
Very good.
Because we move. We move after the break.
That's right.
You see, I'll tell you when I screw up, and I screw up all the time. But I'm telling you, my board is tighter than Mother Teresa's private area.
Mm-hmm.
Really tight, like never been used.
Today was proof of that, clearly. Until the very end, when you needed to use old Nelly.
Mike, can you figure out what's wrong with the microphone?
Is there one?
Another hour, pow, pow, pow.
So, many of those elements were on compact disc.
Yes.
Some of them were on these old cartridges. And right when the Belcher thing got done, it immediately tripped three machines at once. So it started.
Not
so
right.
It started playing the laughing place. It started playing the following happens between
Jack,
3 and 7. What?
Well, I think it's Mike.
Rob, I have every single microphone open. I have number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, and number 5 open. And you know what this is actually? This is very embarrassing for me because it's a screw-up at the beginning of the show. But actually, in some ways, it's
a dream come true.
There we are.
Dream over.
Is that dream over?
Yeah.
Like dream scenario over? Is that what you were referring
to? He was enjoying.
It's a nice way to start a holiday weekend.
Simply enjoying the solitude. You know how much he enjoys that.
I heard the Shandling interview. I know how much he thrives on my absence. Hello, this is Hugh Hamilton.
Hi, this is Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Hamilton.
So what was wrong with the microphones?
I think his fader is dead. You're going to have to use him on mic 2 from now on.
His fader is dead, so what, we add that to the list of things that, now you're talking about Mike's personal fader?
Mike, come here.
Come on in.
Oh, it's
Mike the engineer.
Mike the engineer guy.
Right.
Here we go.
He's fun.
Celebrity he most resembles, Omar from yesterday's strip trivia.
Yeah.
Celebrity.
Indeed.
Here he comes.
Fader 3 for Mike 3 seems to be dead.
Take a
fresh
look
off the set where he's taping Revenge of the Nerds 8 with Booger.
Did you say you were sorry?
I said nothing of the sort.
In my opinion, we have to give him more airtime. I believe he's got tremendous upside.
Sorry, it's not your fault. It's a sign of weakness to say you're sorry.
Really?
Now he's using silence.
He's nodding.
The Ryson,
the best of my Ryson.
Yeah, he liked to keep quiet too.
Yeah, Dan Ryson was not a big talker.
Right.
So, we had one engineer who was a big talker, and he was also a gun nut.
He was the anti-Wendell.
What are you doing there?
He's wiggled the switch and it's still not working.
I can hear you.
You know what's great is you sound like an engineer. Anyone who would think, what would an engineer sound like? You sound like an engineer.
Well, now, Rob, is he on the right fader? Is
no,
it fixed?
Mike is on mic 2 now. I've switched it to mic 2.
Oh.
So that should be turned off. That's normally where Mike is on mic number 3.
I think it should be pointed out that I could project from the back of the theater. I really don't need a microphone to do what I do.
The cavernous studio
yes.
is here.
Yes, I come from the Ethel Merman School of Broadcasting.
Your theater stock. That's
yes, it's theater.
Mike. That's right.
Let them hear you in the back row, Buzz.
Right.
That's what we were always told.
Anybody can do it, you can.
Of course.
Mike the Engineer, that back shaving before Memorial Day, I'd do it, my friend. You don't want to go out on the beach like that.
Exactly.
Girls will think you're out there wearing a sweater.
He is dressed up for an engineer. You know, the plain white tee. That looks like, seriously.
No, we'll give them a moment, and then we'll actually start the show here.
That looks like an outfit you'd see on Pop.
Oh, boy. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Help us fill time while we
figure
out what's wrong. Hello.
Mike. My name's Irvin, and I'm also a Belcher, and you said that when the Belcher thing happened, that's what started it all, and I just wanted to apologize for that.
I'm not quite sure what you're apologizing
for. What, as I often hear? Come again?
What's
the Belcher thing on the tape machine?
But you are not the Belcher guy.
Right, but I'm just really apologizing for any Belchers that's out there.
How would you get out of here with that, please? Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Help us fill time.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to remind you, you can't count shows down because Howard invented that, too.
What, counting shows down?
Counting down shows?
Counting down. Who said we were counting down shows?
Well, I said, you know, after today, 19 more shows, and then we're in our new studio.
Yeah, but wasn't Howard counting down shows till he left?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so it's a little different what we're doing, wouldn't you say?
Well, it was just a throwaway comment, actually. And actually, this call, like the other one, should never have even really gotten on the air.
It's a holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend.
Get ready.
Holiday weekend.
I'd say lots of calls today.
I think almost everything is reset. Okay. As long as we are, well, now, what's the deal with that? Is he going to work on that? And then
when we do our commercial break, we'll try to reset the board.
All right, and then... Just show me real fast where do you come up then?
I'm still where I always am.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Okay.
You.
I got it. Okay, so we're set. So it's just microphone number 3.
I am personally offended.
It's teats up.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Hey, we should say. If you're listening to us on WJFK in Washington.
Yeah.
Hi, it's us, the Eagles, who hunt flies.
We are the Eagles. We fly, Eagles, fly.
Eagles.
The road to victory.
We told you we would keep you abreast. Oh, hi, Strip Trivia, of our ratings progress.
Hi, Ebony.
Since we suck so bad, we're number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ratings came out today, the monthly ratings. And as I've said before, you can't get on the radio and J-O about a monthly rating because it's a trend.
Right.
But I'll just tell you, it's up sig. Significantly. Sig-frigging-nificantly.
We can't trumpet it right now.
But wait till next week.
Yes.
Bless you. You know what? Mike is allergic to high ratings.
I always have been. That'd be a clue.
Mike is allergic to jumping 8 spots in 1 month in the ratings. That's the problem with Mike.
Now, I've
said too much.
Now you're not supposed to.
So, thank you very much for continuing to listen to the show, which until the next ratings period is over, will be known, still is, Arbitron rated number 15.
We will.
And we did get the ratings today. They're good. We thank you for that. I imagine Rupert Pupkin will have them on his site, if his mom lets him post them.
Right.
We are having our next number 15 party Wednesday night, last day of May, May 31, 8 to 10 p.m., same place, Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Right.
Mike's joined in Old Town Manassas. Name of the place is O'Mara's Show Bar.
Now, at least, you could just say the name. I know it pains you,
but you told me.
Say the name.
You told me
yes.
that Show Bar was really okay.
Show Bar, it's the, you know, God, I told you about, it's the, it, City Fathers.
City Fathers.
Please.
Forgive me, for I have sinned.
We have, do you know, can I just say that we have a variety of people that enjoy lunches
you're
there.
You're like Donald
and
Trump.
If you do the whole
many, many different
thing,
businesses, and you've got to
it's a different
many hats.
Type of thing at night than it is during the day.
Oh, so at night it's a show bar.
Yeah. Come out and see. We're
after
be out
hours. There. It's an after hours joint.
We're going to be out there. We're going to be out there at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Come see what Don does to the dinner crowd.
Yeah. Hi, it's me, your worst nightmare. Because you're not going to make any money off the bar tab with all of our listeners there.
No, that's...
I'm going to offset that...
Did I say that?
...by saying something that might offend a senior citizen having whatever Irish food is that you serve.
We have extra doors. We've installed extra doors on the back. You know that one place, that door in the back where you'd come out from the nice area to go into the bathroom?
Sure.
We actually have put a door on there so that when there's something going on, the type of language that you use on stage is normally reserved for the post 10 o'clock crowd, which is fine.
Excuse me.
And when you I
know you're talking.
I relish.
I know you're talking about the lady that was sitting there having her corned beef hash. You know.
She was in the bar area. That's a different story.
No. I'm talking about... The people that were right up front that I think were from Canada that had no idea.
I think they were from... Didn't he have a thick accent? Wasn't he from Australia or something like that?
Yeah, well, foreign countries.
Right.
Yeah. Either way.
Foreigners, they were.
But here's what happened, and I don't think we talked about it, is that my microphone immediately went dead because we have only the finest equipment
again.
There. And Don had the microphone...
Look around, Cafe.
And launched into a rather lovely sermonette on the people in the back.
You know, I'm not blowing my own horn. I would if I could.
S-ing-C.
But I'm telling you.
S-ing-C.
You know what that was? That was 10 minutes of solid stand-up.
I cannot lie and say that I was not amused by what you said.
I could have been like the opening act for Frank Caliendo, like the schmuck that goes out at the improv when all the lights are still on and everybody's eating their food, going, hey, how you doing?
I don't like that kind of comedy. The Caliendo comedy. That's not my cup of tea.
You don't like Frank's comedy?
No. I like regular comedians. You know, anybody can mimic.
You don't like impressionists.
Anybody can
mimic. What do you like? Because you don't like impressionists. You don't like, you might have to think of something.
I don't like what?
You don't like the language that...
Now, did I say that?
That myself and my fellow comedians, Richard Pryor, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Lenny Bruce...
I thought you were pretty extraordinarily funny. It had been a long time since you'd had an audience like that to do your basic Las Vegas blue humor.
I love it. Wednesday night, come on out and see what Mike's talking about.
Right.
Let's see how many people we can make leave. Because you know what? Every person that leaves because they're offended, you know what that means? More room for Don and Mike show listeners to get in. Really?
That's exciting.
Really.
You know,
how many crab cake sandwiches does this man really have to
and
sell?
And you know, seriously, if my microphone does work, my only contribution really, because it's just the frame of mind that he's in when he's just turbid up. He's ready to go.
Right.
He's ready to, and my contribution will be, Oh, Jackson. no, Jackson. I really have no real options. I enjoy the entire thing. I'm delighted that we're doing this there. I'd rather have it there than anywhere else, you know that.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And mainly we want to ask all of you out there, the great unwashed, come on out. Our next number 15 party, and we will have a limited amount, between 200 and 500 of the We Are Number 15 Listen Harder buttons, and we will also have... something we will not be discussing on the radio, a special commemorative button that you can only get Wednesday night out of Hank's joint.
Oh. Yeah, because it'll be irrelevant after that.
It will be. It shall be, and we can't talk about it on the radio.
Understood.
So come on out to Mike's place, Amara's. That's next Wednesday night for our We're Number 15 party. And to quote Opie and Anthony, it's a hang.
It's a hang.
Yeah. It's a hang. That's all it is. You like that, Joe?
No.
You like that?
Come he doesn't on. Like it.
You don't
I don't
like
listen
it.
To them, Don.
Come on. You know, that's another thing.
Rob, do we have any citrus spray?
Oh, do
Mike's
we
got
it?
The farts bad.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have for lunch?
My usually roast beef sub with the Doritos.
You had the Olestra, though.
The Olestra, the fat,
here we go.
The light Doritos.
Hi, Bear. Here comes Bear.
Hey, we're all in here.
Here comes Bear ready to fix the microphone. I figure it's... What was that? Oh, John got a whiff of Mike's smell.
Now.
Hey, I don't smell nothing.
Thanks. That's why we've worked together so successfully.
I don't smell nothing.
Hey, Bear.
You know what this smells
How
like?
How you doing, Bear?
This what? Smells like Vinnie Barbarino.
Hey, wait, here's my Bear.
Like, smells like Barbarino's horse
Hold stall. On, Bear.
This, want to hear me do my Bear impression?
Yeah.
It's real small right now. Just ask me. Say, hey, how you doing, Bear?
How you doing, Bear?
How you doing, baby?
That's it. That's my Bear. That's my Bear impression. Thank you.
Hey,
Thank
Bear.
You. I'm here all
hey,
week.
Bear. Bear is one of our engineers. Come here for a second, Bear.
Bear.
Bear, come here.
Hey, Bear.
Come on. Come
on. How you doing, Bear?
Bear's bashful. He doesn't like to come on the microphone.
Come here for a second. Just come
Bear,
for a
come
second.
On microphone.
Come here for 1 second. Nothing works. Come here for a second.
Come on, Bear.
Just help us fill a couple of seconds.
Bear's in today wearing another one of his 7,000 jump,
now,
sweat things that he wears. You know?
How great is it to be able to wear PJs to work every day?
Great.
Great. That's it. He doesn't like to be on the microphone.
You don't like to be on the air, do you, Bear?
Nah.
Why? Why is that? No, really, why is that, Bear?
I'm over...
On the other side, behind the scenes, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to? We give you the microphone. Is this a, no, you don't. You don't want to say anything.
Not at all.
You know, let me just say to you, Whitey couldn't figure out what was wrong with Mike's microphone. So if you wouldn't mind when you get a chance, if you could come in during the break, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you could help a brother out, thank you.
Bear, seriously, if you could assist.
And now you should see the white guy who just stand at the window.
Hi, what school do you go to?
He just walked away like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's going to handle
How are
it.
You?
Bear's going to handle it.
Sure. Thank goodness he's gone. Huh?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Where's your Hitler joke?
You know what? You are. Oh, my God.
That is not funny.
And you got to know, he says that every time Bear leaves the studio.
That is
every
not
time,
funny,
Rob. You know, we got something that breaks in here, and you don't even hear Bear.
Oh,
you
no.
During the breaks. Oh, boy.
Jesus.
There you go. What do you think about the state of the station? Huh? I go, oh, tell me.
Tell me, bro.
Tell me.
I shouldn't laugh.
Sure, you should. It's funny, Mike. It's funny ass. That's what it is. It's funny, funny ass.
It is.
It's funny ass.
Wow.
So anyway, we'll see you Wednesday. Wednesday at Mike's joint, at Mike's Beer Garden.
Right.
So we'll see
that's
you.
Fine. You can say that all you want.
Yeah, right. The Beer Garden, the showgirls.
Yes, okay.
The cockfighting. I'll be there with Mike Cock, little Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, there's nothing better than when we clear the audience away, and right in the middle of the dance floor, we have two chickens just going at it.
It's quite a show. Really.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
So it's Wednesday night. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Oh, and I was going to mention this as well about the whole because. Are we set up yet to start?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I was going to say something that I thought I should say because I'm pretty sure that before you know it, Opie and Anthony are going to be heard on, if not this station, many stations that we are heard on.
Right.
And like I said, you know, our thing is a hang just like them. A lot of people behind the scenes have been asking, ooh, what do you think about ONA? Now, Mike and I discussed this pretty much ad nauseum, both when they got fired from CBS and then when they got hired back. Here's my take on it. More power to them. You know, I'm at a different place than I was 4 years ago when we fought with them.
Right.
You know, I would say that they gave us the best fight we ever had, and I would hope that they would say the same in return. And really, I mean, like I said, since Frieda died, it's like radio wars and stuff to me seems stupid unless there's some genuine hatred there. And at one point, 4 or 5 years ago, there was. But then... You know, then Frieda passed away, and then I got, like, an MP3 of Opie and Anthony. I think I mentioned this when I came back.
You most certainly
of
did
of them
mention.
The day that they were on their show, and more specifically that their funny guy, Jimmy Norton,
yes.
Who really was very eloquent about and seemed to draw the line between, you know, there's a radio war and then there's real life. So, you know, oops, I've let another cat out of the bag, haven't I?
Yeah.
You know, I've let another cat out of the bag that Opie and Anthony will be on the station soon. Oops.
Anybody that has been around what we have been around for the last year, you more than anybody else, because it does certainly put things into perspective. And you know what? When you say more power to them, I have a great deal of difficulty working it up, and I think a lot of people look at us and go, ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, you know, they did. I mean, I thought it was a great, and really when people get confused when I say it was a great radio war, because the fact is it was. And that's people like to listen to that kind of stuff, and it's great. But the fact is, you can't ignore, you know, the fact that they have done what they've done. And these guys, I think, were victims of what anybody that does what we do could have had. That could have happened to anybody with that whole thing. Because what they do, and let me just pull back the curtain a little bit here. This company will come to you and they will say, hey, be as edgy as you can. Push that envelope. Do what you can. And then when it hits the fan, you saw what happened to those guys.
Right.
And out of that, they did resurrect their situation.
Yeah, even when they got canned, when we were,
I remember what you said.
Doing our dance. It's the management. I mean,
you said specifically, and I remember this, when that happened, with all the fighting we did. And believe me, it did get personal, and it did get tense, and it wasn't fun, and we were really legitimately pissed on a number of occasions. But what you said was, you didn't think they should have been fired for what they did. And I remember that, and that was right at the very
heart
of the fact that we were still feuding with those.
The management knew that they were doing that contest,
right,
to have sex in a public place. Management knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's exactly what Mike's talking about. It's not like they were doing...
Management should have been canned.
Yeah, it's not... Well, and they were. You know, yeah. Remember, that's why I said four heads in a duffel bag. Anyway, I don't know why I mentioned that. I just mentioned it. Because, well, hey, we're the Eagles. We're the Eagles, and, I don't consider Opie and Anthony to be flies. There are other flies out there, other flies that are more worthy of us stomping on and eating, you know. So, anyway, that's all. They're coming to work here, and if they want to fight, that's okay. We don't want them, you know. What's the point?
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
It was fun, like, when it was happening, but it's now then, they've done what they've done.
I mean, our choices to fight are, well, really... Howard, and even though Howard doesn't work here anymore, who knows how things might end up.
Yeah.
The people that you hate one day end up being your employer the next day.
Right.
So
it is difficult, especially with your career, when you look at your career, to not have at least a small amount of respect for anybody that bounces back from an adverse situation.
Absolutely.
And that's what Opie and Anthony did.
See?
And that's... are we going to sit there and sing their praises? Of course not. We had a big radio feud with them. Are we going to say that God Almighty, I mean, when you talk about paying dues, I mean, when those guys got slapped down and, and got canned because they were doing what they were expected to do, now they're back doing it. And I say that, I don't begrudge them that. I really don't. I don't know why I don't, but I don't.
Well, probably because I would imagine...
I don't know why it's not there anymore. I really don't know why.
You know why? And I hate it because... I'm not stoking that fire with you. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm. Perspective.
You know what I mean? You're going off, not that you're not your own person.
Right.
You're going off of my vibe, which is like,
I probably
obviously
am.
They came to us as, there's a chance, how do you feel? It's like, BFD. Bring them on. They got to be better than whatever crap we're running currently on this station.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting like goose egg ratings.
Right.
So bring it on. And really the whole DJ fight, the DJ war thing. I mean, boy, oh boy, unless it's something that's terribly personal, like Frida, or a family member, I can't see it. Like, I know that we get emails that, what's his name? Talk about a fly, the guy at 101,
right,
who just, he can't get a ratings point to save his life. I mean, Howard's gone. The biggest hole in the market is gone. The junkies are slowly but surely starting to kick this guy's ass in only 3 months. And all this guy can do is just every day say something about either me or you, more specifically you now.
Well, he doesn't know. He's doing something on the whole panic attack thing, right?
Yeah.
When I left the show. Even with that, I don't know what it is, but, even when I would tweak it up and get personal about it, whether he's slamming the restaurant, whether he's slamming me for having that, have you and I really ever, even with real radio wars that we've had where we've been really legitimately into it, when we leave the studio, it's if you kept that with you, you seriously would be institutionalized.
Now, when we fought with Opie and Anthony, to an extent we did.
Right.
Because there was a lot of crap going on, but that was a different time, and, and again, I'm going to just use Frida as an example. I used to really like tooling on Jack Diamond. I used to really like tooling on him, and I got to tell you the truth. Since that MF-er came to that ceremony for Frida and really let down his guard, it's like now I look at the guy, and I gotta look at him and go, you know what? Really, we can find something funnier to talk about than what a jive ass he is.
Because
I don't know if I'd be a big enough person to show up at if he had someone pass away to show up. I don't know if I would be a big enough person. So, you get a different perspective on things.
There is real life and there is radio life, and everybody should be aware of that.
No, just like, and, a good example is Rupert Pupkin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, he pisses me off, and I love the fact that our ratings are coming back, and he's going to have to eat it. He's going to have to eat the biggest S sandwich in the history of the world when we do dominate again and become number one again, 12-plus, before the end of this year.
Right.
But even that, really, you know what that is? That's just like to have somebody to spar with. It's,
right.
like, it's like a piece of catnip. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, really.
Well, I don't know. I said you and I are different people, but I don't know whether you do the same thing I do. When I'll go on that website and I will read the most vitriolic, nasty, insulting, I get actually a kick out of it. I think it's
now,
well, yeah. it's fun to read. Now, does it go into an area sometimes where it's sensitive? Sure it does, of course, we're human beings. But most of the time, if it's, you know, me compared to Ed McMahon with the guffaws that I do that seems to be every day, I get a charge out of it.
You gotta know that the guy's getting 8 million emails from people who like the show, and he just doesn't post them.
Right.
I mean, he chooses to post, and now he looks like an idiot because, like, for the last month and a half, all he's been doing is just tooling. We suck. I'm a dick. The show doesn't work because I'm a dick. We need a woman's presence on the show. Gosh, he heard a rerun last week, and it sounded so new and fresh, you can't believe it. No wonder we're number 15. We should be doing the overnight show. Hey, Rupert. Look at those numbers today. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? That's the beginning. But even that, I'm just working it up for him.
It's fun.
I'm just working it up for him. Just feeling kind of mellow today.
Sure.
I don't know why, because this goddamn equipment.
That makes you mellow?
Because it would have been a seamless opening.
Yes.
And probably none of this stuff about other DJs would even have been mentioned if not for this goddamn equipment. Oh, I cannot wait. These will be finally, the company is doing something for us.
Are we going to have brand new equipment?
Yes, everything, Mike, is brand new. Yes. Nothing has been used. Nothing has been touched. What, Rob?
Have you never been mellow?
Now, if you're going to play the
Olivia... Is that Olivia Newton-John?
It is.
I honestly love you. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me go. Don't you believe me? I'm magic.
Hey, if you guys are going to do Olivia
Newton-John... You're the one that I want.
Wow.
If you're going to do... I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
If you're going to do Olivia Newton-John stuff, I'm going to get physical. That's all there is to it.
I'll see you in Xanadu.
Oh, God. But I had so many.
You did. That's...
I had so many.
Oh, you're king of the Olivia. No question.
Please,
Mr.
Move on.
Please, Mr. Oh, would you stop when you say please, Mr. Please, let's
He's
move
trying
on.
To come back.
Yeah. Did you see him, though?
Yeah.
When he said,
yeah.
Please, Mr. Please, let's move on, when I turned around, he actually recoiled.
He didn't want to be hit.
Such you're gonna hit.
He didn't want to be hit on the holiday weekend.
And I've only got cards.
Yeah, you've used them before.
They don't hurt.
They hurt more than words.
Some of the paper cuts are still there. Yes, he slices them with the paper.
Okay.
With the index cards.
Well, let's see. All right, there's two big things that we weren't supposed to discuss.
Oops.
That we discussed, you know, too bad. Too friggin' bad. And now I think, yes, we got time. We can start. And then we can, not that. We'll do this and that. And then we'll break.
Okay.
Do this and that and break.
We'll do this, which is this.
What is this?
This is the official opening of the show, which should have happened right after the Belcher tape.
Continue.
But then all of the machines fired at the same time because the stuff is antiquated.
I got you.
But we got new stuff being made just for us. And we'll be happy until that stuff breaks. How long do you think that'll be, Rob?
Until what?
Until that stuff breaks.
The new stuff.
The new stuff?
Certainly not before Labor Day.
Yeah. Labor Day.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You're already in. Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, and on the West Coast, it's noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You see?
Hello!
Hi there. The boy got in because the door opened because the stupid machine that I hate tripped it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Mike had some of these coming down. Steel Breeze.
I'm decided.
You don't want me? You don't want me anymore. Like this.
Hello.
Hi there. You like this one?
Yeah.
How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And you?
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way.
What'd you feel?
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
I know it is. I put the door already open.
Oh, yes. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
He's ugly retard. You don't want me anymore.
This is for Scott Shannon.
How's
your kickoff to summertime?
Is that what it is? How
how's your hazy, crazy days of summer?
Broadcasting live from Jenkinson Beer in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Okay, stop it, stop it, stop it.
He's obsessed with that disc jockey.
I listen all morning. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ebony, and all the ships at sea.
I've never even met him.
I know.
It was funny, though. It was funny. America's favorite carpet bombers, Dr. Onimo, and the aptly named Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you, Rob. Well, here you go. You can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike show.
No?
Oh, I say that every day, Mike.
Okay, now I was asking Rob.
It's a new episode on this Friday.
Friday!
There you go. 05-2606.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
He's the only one. And here's your phone numbers, everybody. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on WJFK in Washington, things are looking up. You can call us at 202-432-1067. Listen, we're also on the internet. Our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You can click on that. Hear us on your computer, listen live, that jazz. Also, you can send us email there, email at donandmikewebsite.com. We're also on iTunes. What you do is go to iTunes and talk radio. Now, I had a question about iTunes today, and I went to our internet guy, Yanni.
Right.
Yanni?
How the phone's working.
Real good. Come on.
How's your phone?
There you go. Hi, Yanni.
Hello.
So I was actually on iTunes today, downloading some stuff, and I went and I saw that, you know, it said, do you want to, you know, download episodes of our show? And I went to the thing, and I pulled down the menu, and, like, the most recent podcast was on April 20th. And I called John, and I said, well, I feel like an idiot, because... you know, we're saying on the air there's like 100 episodes up there, and I go, right, and look, and there's nothing for a month. Mm. So John, what is the deal with that? Because John tells me that there are new episodes on iTunes, but you have to, like, search for them.
No, you don't really have to search for them.
You have to subscribe?
Yes. Go, when you go to the Don and Mike page, make sure that you click the subscribe button. Yes, I know that the list says we haven't updated since 20th of April, but that's not the case. I put about 20, 25.
Now, when you say subscribe, are you talking about Moolah?
No, it's free.
It'll download it to your iPod automatically every time you sign on.
As soon as you click the page, it'll start downloading the most recent episodes or anything that you don't have.
The new one.
So, yes, there are plenty up there. I am trying to figure out why it is that the list is not being updated. I'm working on that as we speak.
Right, very good.
Thank you, Yanni.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Yeah?
This portion of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Head-On. Head-On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head-On today.
Thank you. Thank you, Yanni.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. See how happy John is today? He was working under that incredible strip trivia pressure yesterday.
And he delivered for strip trivia, and we appreciate it.
Yep, he did. And let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yesterday's show was awesome. I blew off a work meeting to listen to strip trivia. And
I thought you were
going to
say you blew something else. I was going to say, boy, it wasn't that good.
I tell you what, whenever I talk about Don and Mike, people have never listened. I generally talk about your Las Vegas-style shows you used to have, your wife, what my wife doesn't know, won't hurt a game you used to play, and strip trivia.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, sir.
Yeah, glad it's back. You know,
yeah.
It's just, it's like we said yesterday, it's our way of saying, you know, that it's, we're back to pre-nipple.
Yeah, right.
Pre-double J nipple.
You know what? Really, the one thing I realized when we were doing that, I thought it was good, innocent fun with just a little nudity.
Yeah, always was.
Not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And
fun.
You know, the show, I mean, see, this is where the lawyers get involved. And they say, okay, you know, you can do more, but don't get on the air and say exactly what you can or can't do, what we've told you to do or what you can't do, because then if you do end up getting your teeth caught in the ringer, well, we don't want to be accountable for it.
Right.
But, you know, 2 years ago they sat us down and said, if you play a fart sound effect,
right,
and anybody complains,
No questions.
You're out of there.
You're fired.
Right.
You're fired. You're fired. And we're going to sue you. You're fired. You're fired. Now go do a good show.
Try working in that environment.
Be funny. So obviously that's changed and it's loosened up. And, you know, hey, goddamn, just speaking for myself, you know, the last couple of years, just, you know, not good. Feeling better now. But, I mean, you know, there was the crap with the job and with everything, and then when Frida passed away, you know, it seemed like I really couldn't get my head around stuff, and I felt a little better around the holidays, and then like I said, during that time in March that I had off, I really just had a vision from Frida, and I think I'd come back and actually made some big mouth proclamation, you know, that we were going to be number one in the ratings again.
You
God
turned the corner. You said you turned a corner at that time.
And I really think we have. And that means that the show that a lot of you liked 2 years ago, it's the same show. Here's really, and, you know, okay, no offense. I don't mean this personally towards any lawyers named Linda. But screw you.
Why must you single her out?
Because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's my favorite of all of the lawyers. Well, I'd certainly rather talk to her than Steve.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he doesn't come to all the meetings anyway.
No, but he's dynamic on the telephone. He's another one of the big, you know, he's always in a room by himself, but on a speakerphone to make himself sound like Oz.
Yes, of course. Put the machine. What machine? The credit card machine on the right side of the desk.
We can do really whatever kind of show we want to do. Here's what we really cannot do anymore is have, like, the sex experts in.
Right.
Discussing positions, body parts, stuff like that. And there was a lot of stuff that we'd grown bored with. I mean, like, how many times really, I think, as we had said, how many times can you have just, like, professional, you know, the dumb broads from Playboy come in? And it's like, okay, you get...
Well, we gave up on that even pre-nipple because it was just they were bad interviews.
Right? Yeah, so we had kind of moved out of that anyway. But, you know, there's no doubt that we talk about sex on the show. It just really... It just became crystal. We can still talk about sex. We just have to be clever about it.
Right. I still remember one of the greatest interviews we did, and that was with the queen. That queen that came in from movies. She was a queen. She had a particular name. I don't know if I can say it in the current climate, but she...
Well, what did it start with?
It was the something queen. She was the something queen.
The DJ queen?
No.
The A queen?
A queen.
Oh, yeah. The butt queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were very surprised at both how... lack of road worn she was, and how she was very perky and was a very good radio interview.
See, now, for instance, we might be able to have her on, but we would have to be very careful, and it would just have to be good cop, bad cop.
We could not have Ginger Lynn or Amber Lynn or whatever Lynn it was.
Oh, no.
Was in here discussing her capabilities when we had porn Daryl interview her.
However, I want you to know that I'm still holding out on the two gems. There are two twin sisters named Jennifer.
Right.
We still have the information. They want to come down anytime, unlike the chicks on Strip Trivia. And they volunteered to come down for Strip Trivia.
Right.
The girls who claim that they can do the ping pong thing.
They want to do it. They want to do it right here in the studio. They really do.
One shoots and the other catches, and they both they throw and catch with the same part of their body.
Live. That to me is an absolutely amazing feat.
Apparently they're like circus acrobats. Right. And I think we can get it done on the radio somehow, but really that's something that should be done when the final step is made and in some form the return of the Las Vegas style show happens.
Yes.
Whether it's at a...
So you want to do that with the twins on stage as opposed to in here?
Love to, if we could find a place.
Right.
Yeah. If we could find a place.
A venue.
And we're talking to real clubs. For instance, I don't want to mention the name, but it's pretty well known. That joint in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a nice place where they have, not the one you're thinking of.
Right.
Where they have a lot of nudity already.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a problem
okay.
to have nudity or to
sure.
have simulated shag-shags.
You can say Camden Yards.
Camden Yards, yeah.
Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Coming out, enjoy the ball game, and then afterwards we'll have a fabulous time.
So we're working on that, and there you go. That's about all. I don't think I have any more secrets that I can tell. I don't think I have any more secrets at all.
Right.
At least radio secrets. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, a little side to what I was going to ask. I guess Mr. Skin won't be coming back either, will he?
No, and I like Mr. Skin. Jim Skin, he's a good guy. He was a good guest, but he was a guy who really kind of outlived his role on the show because they don't make movies anymore, current movies.
With a lot of skin.
That feature nudity. His whole thing was, especially towards the end, he would even say before we went on the air, he'd say, God, I'm sorry, I got nothing except like something that came out on video 3 months ago.
Right.
You know, so.
DVDs are probably. Well, you know, when you're looking for, you know, shows that have a lot of skin, really, you can get them on cable, like the HBO. Sopranos, really, has probably more skin than a lot of shows. The show that Buzz and I watch,
Huff,
that's got a lot of skin in it, too.
And we probably could get away with having Mr. Get Skin on the show, but
yeah.
You know, I mean, after a while, it's like it's a crutch every week. It's like the same, hey, what's happening, Jim Skin? I mean, and no. No offense to him, he was a good guy, but, you know, goodbye. I mean, not to you, to him, but, yeah, to you, too.
Now, can I make a little bet on...
No.
No betting. No wagering.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Cello.
Hello, how's that Memorial Day traffic?
It's the holiday phone calls, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
We'll just wait. Hi there.
What can we do ye for?
Do the bumper-to-bumper getaway for the three-day?
Three?
Have the barbecue? Yes, Mr. Dumas, what can we do for you?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and seeing Steven Seagal.
That's a good cell phone.
You know, all I heard was Steven Seagal. That's all I was able to make.
Good call, then.
So I think we will...
Bye!
Thank you for that.
Goodbye.
And he's appropriate on Memorial Day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
I told you I was in Minneapolis. I already told you. I was in the Minneapolis airport. I was wasting time. Going in like some Indian, some, you know, because it's the land of 10,000 lakes or whatever Indians. Well, Indians really owned everything. Let's be honest.
Yes, they owned the country. One of the states.
And there was like a Steven Seagal. I've told this before, like a Steven Seagal type thing. And I called Rob up just because that's the way I am. I said, oh boy, if they made this in your size, I'd buy this for you and make you wear this like Steven Seagal.
I love this jacket. Let me try it on. I'm Steven Seagal. Call me Dryback.
Hey, listen, I know you and I have had this discussion. I do not turn off Under Siege or Under Siege 2.
See, I don't care for Under Siege 2, but Under Siege, the one on the battleship,
yeah,
with Tommy Lee Jones as the real bad guy,
yeah,
and more importantly, and Gary Busey.
Yeah, but, you know, the one on the train is pretty good, too.
I like Gary Busey when he puts on the makeup, and he dresses up in the girl's outfit.
Yeah.
That's a special moment
I'm
for me.
Sure. Hello there. Are you there? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes, clear that throat.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is me. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, yeah, hi. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to tell you that I also loved the show yesterday. And I sat in my driveway for 15 minutes after I got home from work.
Now, there, see, now that.
And I bet you were saying to yourself,
that's a compliment.
You'd like to participate next time we do it.
I would, but I don't live nearby.
Look at my.
There's no
Mike
reason I can't
out.
Have, why not?
Mike, listen.
Bye!
The magic of that is that it can only happen once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Right.
Can't put a timetable on it.
We never know when we're going to do it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Once every 2 weeks.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
I heard you. Hey, I was calling about the show yesterday, too. Very good show. I actually listened to it with my son.
How old's your son?
5, 4, and 1.
Oh, Father of the year.
No better way to learn.
There's really nothing overt in there. I mean,
after
you know,
all, idiot program director Greg Gillespie, mm-hmm, who, Jesus, you know, I mean, I'll give the guy a little slack. He's backed off with this whole he wants to, like, come down and chat every day.
He does occasionally pop in, and I had a bit of a visit with him, and I halfway through it, I stopped reading the newspaper, so it was... It was a pleasant exchange.
By the time Mike was here before me today, by the time I got here, I turned across. Mike makes just a little eye contact with me, and right away he's giving me a look like, you know,
run,
don't come in here. And as soon as I came here, I see that, and he reached over and he put his hand on the small of my back, like, hey, how you doing? Good show yesterday. And then he said the same thing. He said, I was listening with my daughter, and
he actually said he turned it down. He was dropping his daughter off.
Oh.
And then he was able to turn it back.
Oh, well, then you should have said something to me when I said to him, I said after he left the office, I said, oh, there's a father of the year.
God, I hate to be in that position where I'm defending him.
So he was saying that he didn't have his little daughter listen to it yesterday.
Right. No. Right.
But still, he seemed to know an awful lot about it.
And he wanted to come out to the party next week, and I told him he can't.
No, you know what? You were honest with him.
Yeah.
You said to him, sure, you're welcome to come, but know that you will be the object of ridicule.
Yeah, I said you won't enjoy it. You won't enjoy yourself. I mean, for obvious reasons, not only the fact that we would spend some time chatting about him, but the fact also that he, you know, that's where he did all that stuff.
I know, like with the waitress and stuff.
Yes. Greg?
The 18 thing.
And come on, you know I'm Mrs. G to find out about that. Hello, Don and Mike.
There you go. Enough said on
Hello.
That.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Hello.
Omar the terrorist here.
Hey, Omar the terrorist. Omar the Air Force. Hey, what was your rank, Omar?
The senior airman.
Senior airman. How did you enjoy your experience on strip trivia yesterday?
It was a lot of fun. And went out to have a couple of drinks with Ebony and Sandy afterwards.
Wonderful.
And we were talking about just the level of comfort that you guys instilled in us. You know, it was...
It was the suppositories that we gave you. Omar, it was the suppositories that we made you take before the show.
The tranquilizing suppositories were fine. They really were.
And
we will never tell that you ate yours. You know, you're the only one, really, Omar, and I guess it's got to be your Air Force training.
Well, he's a tough guy. He can, you're a survivalist. They have survival training and they can eat anything.
They discourage anything, rectal.
You are the only guy who said, I'm not going to take a suppository. And then we said, okay, well, how about you swallow it? And you said, well, hey, no problem.
It still works.
You know, you were a good group. I was saying to people you were a smart group and a very good group. Everybody enjoyed. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves that you talked to?
Yes, everybody did. It was, one could say that we were mature enough to handle the level of immaturity.
There you go.
Thank you, Omar. Good
talk. There's
a
bright guy right there.
Have a good
weekend. It was an honor, gentlemen.
All right, have a good weekend, Omar. Thank you.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. And, you know, we should get... Do we still have the Trivial Pursuit cards?
Yeah.
Because I was glancing at our fan site before the show, and, boy, they got their panties in a wad there. There's a thread about... whatever the question was with... What hockey arena is known as the Keg?
Right.
And whatever it was on the card said the Molson Center. I didn't even know what town it was from.
Right.
And boy, I mean...
Now, I said Toronto, I thought.
I don't know. I was just reading off a card.
It might be Montreal.
That's
but, you know, somebody starts a thread saying, you know, hey, I don't want to be a trouble starter, but, you know, but shouldn't they get the questions right? And then some
and
other...
It could be Ottawa.
Then some other guy... This is why... This site is pretty great. I'm not ragging on it because these people love the show and they... Listen to every second and dissect it. Some other guy gets on and writes, Don is much too fast with his fingers on the buzzer and the dinger. For instance, many of the questions that they used were from a similar bit that I heard on a morning show in my market with the very same questions. Leonardo da Vinci question about that the finger being cut off, I'm positive he got that one wrong. To everybody out there, I'm not mad about this. You folks amuse me.
Like the fact that they hang on the show.
You bring me great joy. But even if there was a chance where it was that, where it should have been that, or if there was a question on the card that the answer was like from 3 years ago.
Right.
You know, hey, by the way, something.
Why? Yeah.
What do you care? And I know that it's already been addressed on there because some people have written, you know, hey, for $1,500 on an HD TV, they should take it rather seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what I say to you, folks?
It's not like Jeopardy where we have the three judges sitting over on the right side to correct you.
Not a real game.
First, I say, eat me with a flavor straw. Eat me raw with a flavor straw. And second, walk a mile in my shoes. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to read the questions, trying to move things along, and I ain't never said that I'm perfect. And they also sign a waiver.
Right.
It says some of the questions may be flawed.
And if John Turturro comes in here, we're not necessarily going to want to see him get as many correct answers as Ralph Fiennes.
Right.
That's really
for
the way
obvious
it's going to go.
Reasons.
Yeah.
It's rigged.
And that, and then Jack Barry will come in.
21, just like the movie 21.
21.
It's totally rigged.
Yeah.
Totally rigged.
We actually manufacture the proper contestant to win.
Right.
That's why it was Jason.
That's why it's so entertaining.
Right.
He was the guy. Because we wouldn't have chosen the chick with the really hot boobs.
No. Well, there were three. You know, they all had their own niceness in the boobs.
They all looked better in person.
You know, it wasn't...
Sandy had the nicest boobs.
It was not a supermodel edition of strip trivia, but I think each woman had her own attributes.
Oh, yeah.
Ebony the largest. Mm-hmm. We had Sandy, who had a very nice blonde body.
Yeah. Okay, now, I know we got a break, Robbie, here, but let's take a moment.
Oh, you found some of these comments?
Now, again, this is... You people on this website, on this fan site, don't get your panties in a royal wad.
Bless you.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm doing it again, and we're having our big meeting on the lawn.
You amuse me. Do we have the soap opera music? These are good. This is from some guy named Draconator. He's the guy that started this thread. So he posted this today. And he writes, the thread is, I'm scared for even bringing this up, but Donnie's major boo-boo. It has to do with strip trivia. The question about which NHL city has their arena named after a brewery has the nickname The Keg by the fans. Well, Donnie said it was named after Molson in Toronto. Well, Toronto's only two NHL arenas have been Maple Leaf Gardens and the Air Canada Center.
Okay.
Montreal had Molson Center, right. But for the last number of years, since 2000, I believe, it is Bell Center. So this is where it is proven I am Mr. Dumbass without a life. And then he proceeds to write all however many NHL teams there are, 30 of them,
uh-huh.
All 30 teams in the names of their arenas.
Where are they playing?
For instance, Edmonton Oilers, Rexall Place, Kings, Los Angeles, Staples Center, St. Louis Blues, Savas Center, Tampa Bay Lightning, St. Pete Times Forum. Okay. Let me see. Yes, I know it's a stupid radio contest. Yes, I know I don't mean squat. Yes, I'm a hockey bastard child, and this has been bugging the piss out of me all day. Call it a personal cleansing for me to make this post. Did I mention I hope to God that Buffalo wins the cup this year? Please.
Well, arena do they call the keg?
I still don't know. Here's the next post from Jack Bauer. Because the guy had written in his list of all of the arenas, he had written that the Washington Capitals play at the MCI Center, which has just been changed to the Verizon Center. So Jack Bauer writes, and proof, there goes your credibility. It's Verizon Center, not MCI Center. Bye-bye, and thanks for playing. The next person writes, actually, I believe it was Mike who guessed the city. Donnie only knew the name of the arena and the fans who call it, which is the keg.
And I also said, I think it might be Toronto.
Please correct me if I'm mistaken. The next person writes, in all fairness, though, wasn't that a fairly recent name change? I don't know for sure, but I don't think it had been that long since MCI became Verizon. Next person writes, maybe 2 months. Next person writes, the name change on the arena was recent, but Verizon's acquisition of MCI was a year ago. Then, Patty O writes, this is where it's proven I am a dumbass without a life. And he writes an updated list of all of the arenas and the current sponsorships.
Ah, very good.
And to make matters more confusing, there's a strip mall restaurant with a handful of locations in the United States called The Keg. Yes, I know it's a stupid radio contest. I'm a hockey bastard child, and this has been bugging me. Call it a personal cleansing for me to make this post. Then somebody writes, Major Boo Boo? I wasn't aware he was promoted. And then, it goes on and on. It deteriorates to, they're talking about Boo Boo from Yogi Bear.
Right. Hey, Boo Boo!
And then it's, somebody named Dr. Amsterdam writes, so where is the keg? I thought it was a weird thing because I know hockey relatively well and never heard of it. It doesn't bother me as much as Mr. Dumas, although I wasn't sure about the whole thing.
So we still haven't gotten an answer as to where the keg is.
No one seems to know.
Now they're writing about how FedEx Field shouldn't be named FedEx Field. Now they're writing about goddamn ridiculous John Wayne and how they named an airport after him. Let's go to the next page.
The hyphen.
The crooked cross the Nazis flew.
The hammer and the sickle, too.
Here you go from Reno Guy. This is the one that I read that made me laugh. On a similar subject, many of the questions Don asked came directly from a DJ service for a game called Factor BS. I heard the exact same questions on a local show here that comes on before Don and Mike. And Don is very careless with his dinger and buzzer. He often screws up. One question I recall was this Leonardo da Vinci's middle finger is stored in some museum. On the local show, it was stated it was bullcrap, which I believe is correct. Don said it was true. No big deal, but if you're playing for $1,500 and an HTV, it would be nice if LQ at least got the answers right.
Did he say HTV or HDTV?
HDTV.
Okay, good. Well, because I was going to say, he screwed up. You then tried it, to do it with topless women.
Then, it goes on about naming buildings. Then it's, if I was a woman, I'd be there in an instant. I couldn't believe they had more stink down there. How many women listen anyway? 7 or 8. And then it's how they have even named stadiums in video games. Then someone writes, the keg is a reference to Molson Center. Then,
couldn't they be doing a little cycling? You know what I mean?
It, now, sure. now they're talking about Cartoon Network. And then it goes on to how they changed BWI Airport to Thurgood Marshall International Airport.
Right.
Then they go on and talk again about how FedEx Field is named FedEx Field. And now people are just writing, hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Don, Buzz, Rob, Joe, love ya. Oh. I will wad my panties whenever I want, says Husky Dork. Anyway, so.
Oh, hey, you mean so now they know we're talking about him? Yeah. Is that it?
How you cats doing out there?
Hi. Hey, you cool cats. Fun Have fun. I love the people that get into it.
Funny to read that stuff.
Hang on all the details. What the hell? That's their prerogative.
So some of those true or false we did get from a prep service, right?
Yeah.
But some of them we got from a book.
Right.
And
all over the place.
And the Trivial Pursuit, just to be clear, like not that it matters, but how new was that Trivial Pursuit?
It's the 20th anniversary, I think.
Okay.
So it's a few years old.
How many teeth does a snail have?
3,000.
I just remember that from yesterday.
Was that true or false? Or was I too fast on the dinger?
And was it the dinger or the buzzer, Don?
And what I love. And really, and
they'd be more careful with that.
Listen, I kid because I love. I don't think that you guys on that website are like Rupert Pupkin. But I love the fact that I'm guessing the guys in Reno. I love the fact that the guy, incidentally, what do you do for a living, pal? Why don't you post that? Because you got enough time to listen to this show every day, sit down and analyze it break for break, and furthermore, you got enough time to listen to your own local radio and decide on your own if somebody's doing the same thing that we were doing, and how do you really know where Da Vinci's finger was?
Just remember, it's only a matter of time before a hole is cut in your wall and you're taken out by Crane.
And the fire department.
I only wish Don wasn't so quick on the trigger.
He made a lot of errors. Lots of errors there.
Two errors.
My goodness.
Now he's talking about the site again.
I hate that. It takes away some of our privacy.
You know what? That's the other thing. They really don't like it when we use those voices to talk about them. They really, there are people on there that really get pissed off.
Let me use a new voice then.
Okay.
All right.
I really don't like it. They really have made our privacy.
Can I request one?
Okay.
Frank Ahearns.
Frank Ahearns?
Do you remember how you used to do Frank Ahearns?
I'm trying to remember Frank Ahearns.
Mother with my grape juice?
Okay.
I really don't understand why Don always has to put down the side. Mother, can I have some, please have some grape juice, please? Excuse me. I'm in the middle of texting my friend. I'm emailing some other people in the news group. Mother! I would like a Fluffernutter, please, and a glass of Fanta orange soda while I'm in the middle of the news group.
Come on, you humps out there. Don't get mad.
Don, I could not help but noticing there were 3 separate times when instead of hitting the digger, you hit the buzzer. There. My point has been made. My point has been made.
Okay, so just, you know, I feel like I'm talking to my dog, you know, just so all you people on that fan side know, we love you very much. You're good listeners. Thank you.
Well, you know, they are good listeners, and they're good fans of the show, and I, for one, am looking forward to their picnic.
The cheese stands alone.
Oh, stop it. You should go out and say hello that day.
Don't I go out every year?
You always go out, and I'm going to go out every year. I'm going to hang with them more this year.
When they show? See, the people from this website as well have like an informal gathering.
Like a family reunion every summer.
You know what? I will go one step further. I will hang with them every break. Set up a chair for me, and I will go out and hang with them for every break of the show. Count on it. Believe it.
I can already see the post right now. Once again, Mike has proven why he is the best. Mike has said he will come out and spend every break with us. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We will be able to ask him everything. How come Don will not? Don's your nurse.
Well,
Mike's coming outside.
You put one thing in there incorrectly.
Mike's coming outside for every break.
put one thing incorrectly. I do want a chair, but I will be sitting in the silence.
Wait, you're not going to allow them to speak?
No, I'm kidding.
No, that would be great. That'd be great if you just went out there and sat there.
Sit with them.
And let them
soak up
your aura.
I'll answer with yes and no. Answer with yes and no's.
With blinking.
With twitching. With twitching.
One means yes. Uh-huh. Two means no.
No, a comfortable seat under the tree on a nice spring. You know, we're already making that transition, that post-Memorial Day transition into summertime. I'll look forward to sitting out
summertime
there.
Summertime kickoff.
Okay. Well, you heard it. You heard it, you window lickers from that website.
It's like June 16th, I think.
You know the date.
And you said you don't go to that site.
I did this morning.
Ah.
I can't negotiate it like you. I don't know how to get in there. I really don't.
Mike, you just click on forums.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Click on forums.
I have trouble reading that website. It's very confusing to me.
Buy some glasses.
No, I'm not talking about reading. I'm talking about, like, it's like you write forum and you say, you have these different general comments, negative comments, and I don't know how to get by that, you know?
Just do what I do. Just click on all of them.
There you go.
Just look at everything.
Explore everything.
I want to get the most recent. I want to get, like, the most recent things they're talking about, and I don't know how.
Well, the most recent topics are at the top of the page.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, like on any message board. Like, don't you ever go to, like, a Red Sox message board? I mean, do you ever glanced even at one?
You know, I'm really, seriously, this may be the fact that I'm computer stupid, but I don't do well on message boards, and I don't register. If they want you to, like, sign in, I don't do it.
That's how they get you.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to give them my information. Mm-hmm. I just like to observe. I like to see what people are chatting about.
Yes.
I don't like to participate. Although sometimes I've been tempted to write something in there.
On our fan site, you can be a lurker. I mean, that's what I am, and that's what you call people who lurk. I lurk on a lot of message boards that I wouldn't post on.
Right. Well, consider me a lurker now.
That have nothing to do with the show.
I'll do it all weekend. Have the lamb stop crying, Clarice.
Welcome, lurker.
Like, for instance, I just want to say, you know, I've never posted, but God, on breastmilkchat.com.
It's hard to keep your silence.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
So good.
Well, you have so many things to offer, so many opinions, so many directions.
Facts and opinions.
Facts and opinions and
requests.
You know, that could be your blog.
This has been 1 hour and 11 minutes of commercial-free rock.
Wow.
I hope you people listening now appreciate it, because those who come later will unfortunately have to pay for this elongated break.
Happy holidays.
So let's stop now and come back. Okay, thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
It's what?
What?
Inevitable.
It's what?
One more time.
Inevitable. Things are inevitably going to change.
The Don and Mike Show.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
And here he is, Tommy James. I have to tell you the time. I'm sure I did. But I met Tommy James at Bobby Poe's house.
Oh, really?
And I felt really bad for him.
Didn't he ask for money?
No, that was Gary Puckett.
Okay, all right.
Gary Puckett from the Union Gap borrowed $20 from Frito when we met him at an appearance in Los Angeles.
Never paid back?
Never did.
He
said that like Roger Ebert.
I never do.
Yeah, but then, you know, after a certain amount of time, didn't you just say Puckett?
And the Union Gap. Thank you, Mike. Strong.
Thank you.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. You know what? Good for you for being a player. And I don't mean that like Rudy, like good for you. I mean,
right?
Good for you in being a player in the gay 60s game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. This is pointless. I was at this guy's house, a guy that ran a rag sheet for radio, a good friend of both Mike and myself, the Pocad, Bobby Poe.
Steaks will be on the table.
Had a big barbecue at his house every year, and said to me in particular, and he did really talk, just like Mike did, kind of like Boss Hogg.
How you doing there?
Call you.
Now, Donnie, you free to come by?
Of course we'll be there.
I got a special treat for you now. Just for you now. Now, you got to come by. You go.
So, of course, we'd go to his house, beautiful palatial place out in Potomac. And we got back there.
Got a special treat for each and every one of you.
He's got the one whole golf course back there, and he's got the barbecue, and he's got the big, gigantic pool that's shaped like a record, and it's got like a record label in the middle of it. And we walk up, and sitting there and looking like he was on, I'd say, relatively speaking, a 21-month Coke binge was Tommy James. And it was a very hot day. It's a hot time in Florida.
Hot time. Man, from Hawaii gets sticky.
This is like 1980-ish, right. Okay? And everybody was just wearing, like, T-shirts and out by the pool.
Shorts.
He, for whatever reason, had a velour jogging suit on that he had zippered up, and he was underneath an umbrella, and they had a little mini air conditioner that was blowing cold air on him.
Wow.
And he sat
there. So he was dressed too warmly.
Yes.
And he was having air blown on him.
Yes, outside. They had like outdoor. One of those window model air conditioners with extension cords that they had hooked up from Bobby Poe's house to sit next to Tommy James. And
perhaps for his voice.
So we were walking through and Bobby Poe says to me, I know he's one of your, well, you do the voice. You know?
Right.
What he said was,
I know this guy's one of your favorites, Johnny.
He's one of your favorites. And we got over and he says, Don Geronimo, say hello to Tommy James. And the guy looked and put out two of the limpest fingers. I mean, it was worse than when I shook hands with Elton John.
Wow. It was a softer handshake than Elton John.
Wow. But no, not for that reason.
I believe that it was if Elvis had shaken my hand. Yeah. Because Tommy James, bless his heart, was sitting there wearing his jumpsuit on a 100-degree day with an air conditioning blowing on it.
And he was a little bit out of it. Is that what it was?
And the frail fingers came out, and I grabbed onto the fingers and said, hey, I'm a really big fan. And he pretty much said, uh-huh. That's right, I'm glad you are. And then he got up,
went back into his coma?
Yeah, but when he got up to sing, boy, he sang.
So he was getting the cold air for the whole voice thing. That's
no,
why he was doing
I don't think so. I mean, he was
he was just out of it.
Yeah, he got up, and it was not an Elvis performance of Money, Money, and the guy was just, it was him and a guitar.
Right.
It was actually quite good. And then many years later.
Not nearly as energetic as his son. Kevin.
Both great. It was many years later that Frieda and I saw him, back when we were doing the whole New York experience, you know. And Frieda, God bless, she loved New York. I hated New York City.
Right.
She loved it. She loved having the apartment up there. She loved running around up there. So one weekend she said to me, I think Famous Club is at the Bottom Line, whatever it is, whatever club it is, Heebie-Jeebies, whatever.
Right.
One of these clubs Tommy James was at. So it was on a Friday night, and we went to see him, and we had right up front tickets. There was like 300 people in this place.
Right.
And she said after the show, she said, you know, you should really go introduce yourself to him. You know,
and this is how many years after you met him the first time?
It was 15 years. So
okay.
This was when you and I were in New York. So this was a weekend that Frieda and I spent in New York. So this has to be like 5 years ago. And what was amazing was I walked up right away and I said, hi, I'm a big fan. And my name is Don. And I met you, remember a long time ago at Bobby Poe's house. And he said.
He did?
Yes, I do remember.
Wow.
He said, You were there with her. And he pointed at Frieda.
Right.
And at that point, I thought the guy was just BSing, right?
Right, right.
And so we're standing there for a second, and then he said, well, you saw me on Not One of My Best Days.
Oh, really?
And remembered. That's how we knew that Tommy James remembered.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I said, yeah, you know, not to bring
up. So what, was he just out of it?
Not
drugs? Sick?
Yeah.
A combination of both, right?
One or all of the above.
Right.
One or more.
Of the above. Something going on with Tommy James.
Anyway, he remembered it. And I don't think he remembered necessarily. Well, he obviously did remember us. I don't know if you remembered me specifically or Frieda specifically. Like, it matters. He's a guy that sang in the 60s. But he did remember being effed up at Bobby Poe's house in 1980. Because I said to him, you were sitting by the pool wearing, it was a very hot day, and you had a jogging suit on, and they had to bring out a portable air conditioner. And he said, Oh, that was not my best. I remember that day.
A portable air conditioner with extension cords. I like that.
He said the suit was like maybe burgundy colored? I said, yes.
Oh my God. And he remembered that kind of detail.
Yes, he did.
How weird is that?
I wish Frieda could tell you, but yeah, it was a funny moment. Listen, Mike.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, emails. I've got some emails I want to share with you.
Okay.
Some personal, some that came to our website.
Yes.
Let me see. First, I'm just gonna throw this out there and just make you all very jealous.
Oh.
I got another email from Jessica Rabbit.
I can top that.
I have received no emails from Jessica Rabbit.
I have not written back to her yet. I got a second one. Yes, Rob, can you top it?
I can. Spoke to her on the phone today.
She called you?
I was in the production room with Travis, and when she found out I was in there, she insisted on speaking with me.
Does not count.
It would have to be a direct phone call to you. She was probably calling somebody else and wanted to be transferred to you.
I got a couple.
Apparently, she calls every day asking for me.
You got a couple.
I got two emails from Jessica today.
You got two?
You did?
Yes, I did.
Are these? Are you getting these through like your CBS email?
No. Nope. I'm getting mine at my regular one. So here's what it says: Dear Don.
What?
Dear Don. I hate Mike.
No.
I'm kidding.
There you go.
No,
there's the answer.
Why aren't I getting them?
She'll get around to you. She's doing a cycle.
F you, Buzz. Right.
Did you give?
She'll get around to me.
Did you give her your email address when she left?
No.
Well.
Did it because she exchanged with just about everybody.
Yeah. Hi,
Yanni.
I got an email from Jessica today, too.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks.
So Jessica Rabbit, who we barely
He's all
knew.
Bouncing off the walls after since the success of Strip Trivia yesterday. He's very happy.
If you want to, those of you in the Beach Towel Club who liked hearing Jessica Rabbit on the show, she writes, Dear Don, I am stoked. Taylor Hicks won. In caps.
Didn't know she was that big a fan.
That doesn't surprise me. So, how are you? That's a question. So why am I still waiting for my reply from my first email I sent you?
She's aware of it.
Seriously.
She's lonely. She misses it here. Everybody misses it here when they leave.
Seriously.
For about the first 2 weeks.
How are you? I've been busy this week. I'm doing a huge event with my radio station this weekend. I'll be working with Leonard Skinnerd and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, how cool is that? That's neat.
Are you doing anything for the holiday weekend? This is what's funny. She's a sweet girl.
Yes.
And the amount of time she worked here, I guess like 2 or 3 months, I'd say hi to her in the hallway.
Right. She's obviously a very good networker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, and then it's this is just of a very personal, not like, you know, like
Dear Don,
man, woman.
I always wondered,
right,
what it,
like
I wondered what it would be like to caress you, to caress you in that special way.
No, just look what she writes.
To know you biblically.
Are you doing anything for the holiday weekend? Oh, I have to tell you, I will be going to Hawaii in September. One of my friends lives there. I'm hoping to go out for the Pipeline Championships. No, I'm not going to be competing. Don't worry. But I'm going to attempt to surf the pipeline. I will let you know how it goes.
Jesus.
A lot of people try to back down from something as intense as the pipeline, but my whole thing is you don't know until you try.
Mm-hmm. She is quite an adventuresome gal.
Not afraid of anything. I hope all is well in the Don world. And
I sounded like 70 years old just then. What an adventuresome gal she is.
And uh-huh. You can email me back. No pressure or anything. Right. Take care, Jess. And then did you get XOXO, Buzz?
Yes, I did.
What is yours?
Do we have a phone number for her?
What does yours say, Buzz?
Similar but different. Hi there, how are you? First and foremost, sorry I have not emailed. Honestly, I have no excuse. I've tried emailing people between work and such, and I've just not had the chance to get to everyone. So did you watch Lost last night? I switched between Lost and American Idol, you know, the huge talent show. Lost was a good episode. Do you have, and she has that underscored, do you have any plans for the holiday weekend? I'll be working a concert event at the beach. It's going to be a blast. Guess what? I'm going to Hawaii in a few months. I'm stoked. They're very similar.
She's bored.
I'll tell you about it later. Got to run. It's 9:45. I'm meeting friends down the block. For us locals, that would be the bars at the oceanfront. Her favorite is one that is Greek for moon and sea. It's an old house turned into a bar. There have always been a number of local bands playing and sand volleyball in the backyard. It's cool. You should check it out if you ever visit Virginia Beach.
All right, let's call John.
Take care, Jeff.
Oh, so that's where she is now?
Right.
Yeah.
Virginia Beach.
Down in Norfolk. Norfolk.
Give it a run.
Come on. John, how about just if this line works... Ay, ay, ay.
Where's the hammer?
Oh, no.
Oh, look what you said.
Oh, no. Take it back. No. No, Rob, no. I take Rob.
You can't take it back.
John, can you pull up the email?
Yeah, go get it.
Okay, thank you. That's all right, Mike. I apologize.
Good, bye.
As Clinton says, I feel your pain.
I'm so sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to do that.
I feel your pain.
Can I ask you boys a question?
Yeah.
How come she's never emailed me? Dear?
Be a love.
I'm really hurt.
You should drive down there.
You've gotten a phone call. Don's gotten two emails. Buzz got one. John got one.
You've gotten emails from her, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you've got multiples, too?
Just one.
Okay.
But she chastised me for not emailing her back.
Hello?
Hello?
Is your retarded brother back there on the computer?
He went, he
dropping off somewhere.
Joe, have you gotten an email from Jessica?
I got two of them, actually.
Now that really pisses Mike off. Could you pull one up and read it to see if it's similar to the ones?
No, I'm kidding. I haven't gotten any.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I'm checking, though, so I may get back to you.
He's going
to
check.
I'm going to check during the break.
Good for
you. It'll be there.
Robert Dangri.
Yeah, I know it won't be there, Rob.
Well,
I know.
It will be there.
No, you were being sarcastic.
What, Joe?
You were hurting my feelings more.
Joe.
What, Joe?
Robert Dangri's on, too.
Well, he was really angry. He was really angry the other day.
Really?
Yeah, well, about the homeless check.
Oh.
He was mad about the homeless check.
Sure, well, with good reason.
Yeah, and where the hell is she? For God's sakes.
She
hello.
Three emails from Jeff.
Hello, Bobby Mailman.
What's up, Dad and Mike? Just hey. Got pulled over by the cops.
You know why? Because you're black.
And on a jet ski, I'm a danger to national security.
Right. You're black and you're driving a high-profile SUV. Of course you got pulled over.
What'd they say? Why'd they stop you, Robert?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
I mean, is the cruiser in back of you right now?
No, it's not a cruiser. It's a boat. I'm on a jet ski on the water.
Oh,
well, they probably want you to come in from the storm.
Yeah, I'm about to get struck by lightning, but yeah. I'm just hoping I have something to do with that bitch that comes back on the show.
What are you, jet skiing in the middle of a thunderstorm?
Yeah, am I stupid?
What?
You
Robert,
are serious,
Robert. This is dangerous.
Robert, where are you jet skiing at, really?
I'm over by National Airport, taking you in planes.
He's over by National Airport.
Well, that's like one of the greatest places to go boating because you can see the jets land. It's fun.
Hey, man, I can't take it, man. It's the middle of May, and I haven't been on the water all year.
And you knew the storms were coming, right?
Yeah, I knew.
All right, well, it's been nice knowing you, Bobby.
Hey,
good luck. Doll's house. Yeah, Bobby.
Have you heard from the good kid?
Lisa, the homeless bunt? Not a word. Not a word, Robert.
And you never will.
Oh, and hey, you know what? I heard that you stopped by the Junkies show and brought everybody donuts except for her the day afterwards. Good for you.
Good.
Good for you. Robert? Oh.
He's gone.
God, I hope nothing happened.
Like, I hope that wasn't a lightning bolt.
Yeah. I'm afraid those two teeth are made of copper.
Did I ever tell you? I'm sure I did. I was actually pulled over by the cops for speeding in my jet ski.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, they're dangerous out on the water. They really are.
In Ocean City, hold on.
Even more dangerous on land.
In Ocean City, when you want to get out, like from where I live to get out on either the ocean or the bay, you got to go through a lot of these things where it says like no wake, and you go very slow. And there are actually cops that hide in boats, mm-hmm. like the cops behind the billboards.
Right.
And there's like no boats around, and I'm going. It says like no wake, and there's nobody there, and you know how it is.
And a jet ski doesn't exactly leave a hell of a wake.
And you're going just. So I finally go, screw it. I punch. I go, and I get past, and I hear that sound that's been so familiar. I turn around and I go, I don't believe this. It's a cop. Anyway.
Is that kind of tough to get your license and registration out, like when you're in your bathing suit and you're reaching
you
into your...
Points.
All they want to do is make sure you're not drunk.
Right.
And they want to see proof of registration and proof that the boat is legal.
And right. You look at them and you go, why are you hanging me?
He gave me a warning.
Right.
John, let's hear the email you got from Jessica Rabbit.
Hey there, Toots. How are you? Just sending a quick email. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the sun. Play some disc golf. Enjoy cooking out and whatever else you guys do. Please, no examples. I'll be working, but it's going to be a good time. Lots of musical talent, including Leonard Skinner. Talk to you soon. Your sis, Jess.
Very nice. Toots.
Your
there
sis.
There you go, Mike. Sis.
Yes. So I'm the big brother.
You know, I know I have a reputation around here as being perhaps a little distant from people, and I... I'm as aware of that as anybody, but it seems to me that I was always probably very kind. I was the one that said to Jessica, please bring your bird pictures in here, and she brought them in and showed me her bird pictures, and I gave her a nice
her
hug. I don't understand why. I mean, it would be one thing if one person got an email. Everyone has been emailed by her.
Now, there's more. Hold on. I got more emails. Hold on. Let me see.
You know, from her?
Oh, no. No, I did.
He's very sensitive right now.
I am.
You know, we should break. We'll break and come back with other emails. And, oh, there you go, checking your pulse again.
Yeah, it's a Jessica pulse. That's what it is.
How's your Hispanic attack going?
Fine, but I'm still very, very hurt. Very hurt about the entire circumstance.
You didn't give her your address.
Are you talking to her?
Not her. I'm talking to Gomez to get the number.
Ah.
No, say hi to Gomez.
Hey, Gomez.
Kedina.
Tell Mrs. Gomez we said hi.
Oh, so Mara and Geronimo say hello.
She says, aw.
And before we go to break, please listen to this important announcement.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Wednesday, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the play. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Good, very good.
Very nice. Before the ratings go back up and we don't go out anymore.
Right.
Very nice. Very nice.
No, got to get our face in the place,
yeah,
buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got Jessica's number.
Yeah.
We'll try her when we come back.
Good. I think I know her number.
A couple of more.
I bet you do.
69.
Davey!
You and John Norman, her brother.
On that
so long, sis.
Chinese takeout menu. Yeah, we'd like toucan chew, please.
I really showed a real genuine interest in the fact that she was a bird trainer.
Perhaps she's playing hard to get.
She just doesn't have your address, I think.
Cream of some young guy.
Oh, well, how did everybody get their addresses to her? I mean, were there conversations?
She passed the paper around.
Uh-huh. She what?
When she left the studio that day, she went to everybody and said, here's my email address. Would you please give me yours?
Okay, I guess she just missed me then.
Yeah. Perhaps you were...
I guess she just missed me.
Maybe you're in the men's room.
Even though I was here where everybody was.
Mike will call her when we get back. Yes, Joe.
That's right, she did. Now, she has sent me an email since she left. So
Joe.
I could try to pull that up during the break if
that's
I still
okay.
have.
Did you really get one from her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, how you doing? And I'm down here settling in. And
it was cease and desist.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know. Well, now you got one, too.
Yeah, but it's an old one. I didn't get one reading
for five out of six.
Six Man Out. Sounds like a movie title, doesn't it? Six Man Out. Mike O'Mara, the Black Sox scandal.
Joe, take us to break, please.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Dove. It has come to my attention that some people here think that the use of drugs is something to laugh about. Take Cheech and Chong. Everybody knows that Cheech and Chong are funny. But just imagine how funny they would be if they didn't smoke pot.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. When they lay it out, yep. They play it out. Don and Mike.
Really, without raving out, any idea why the Ed McMahon played at the same time as the Paul Schaefer?
Yes.
Why?
The equipment sucks.
No, okay, no. He's a big fan of Chilliwack.
Chilliwack.
He was supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know
what?
There it is again.
All I did. Don and Mike.
He's a big fan of Paul Schaefer.
I've got the Ed McMahon tape in machine number 3 and the Paul Schaefer tape in machine number 4. They are only supposed to fire when you press the button.
Right. I got another one. Our equipment sucks.
Without getting too technical, somehow the McMahon tape has picked up a tone that's tripping it.
You mean the McMahon tape is taking a tone?
Don't take a tone with me.
It's taking a tone with all
of
them.
Don't take a tone with me, Rob.
I detected a tone.
Thank you. Thank you. My handsome man. Where's my handsome man? Hello, Don and Mike Show. The show that reaches the beaches and rules the pools.
Okay.
Tanner, turnover time. Hey, girls, time to turn over. I don't want you to burn those buns.
Another kooky holiday calls of copyrighted feature.
Oh, I see. The phones have to be... reset.
Always interesting calls on the holiday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, thank you for opening the show with Still Breathe, the Sacramento band.
Ha ha.
Thank you.
Sacramento's in the house.
Bye-bye. Still Breathe, the band that we played at the beginning of the show from Sacramento.
Sacramento, to the best of my knowledge, not observing the holiday weekend, correct?
That's right, Mike. That's right. Everything's open on Monday in Sacramento.
Yes.
School,
business
bank,
as usual.
Mail.
That's right.
Lots of mail.
They will celebrate their big holiday, which, of course, is the asparagus harvest.
That's right. You'll know when it happens.
Now, hold on, everybody. Pipe down. Call Jessica. No, we don't do that crap. We'd get her permission.
Yeah,
she's a friend.
A
she's a, no, just a cell. 443? She's in Virginia.
True enough.
Ass, but this, come on. Come on, Shelly. Come on. I know what you're going to say. It's going to go to voicemail.
How many rings?
Well, now I don't want to say it because you said that I was going to say it.
Yeah, and we could have heard it on the air. She's okay with it.
Hold it. It's not voicemail.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
What is it?
It could not be connected.
Okay, well, then hang up and I'll try it again.
Maybe there was a misdial.
Always possible when I'm doing it.
I need to speak with her. I don't care what your problems are, boys. I need to speak with her, and I need to speak with her right away. I need to speak with her now.
I know. If anything unsavory goes out, just hit the button.
You got it.
Okay.
I have never felt this neglected.
It's an automated
number. We're trying Jessica's cell now. Where'd you get this number from?
I have it written on my palm.
To Verizon Wireless.
The topic you have selected.
You have called is not available at this time. Huh. Please try your call again later.
That's like a standard. Either the weather's bad or the phone's turned off.
No, that Gomez gave it to me, remember?
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Gomez.
Oh, Gomez.
You guys are freezing me out.
Okay, Mike. Well, I'll give you her email address if you like, and you can initiate it yourself.
Fine.
Let me see. Want to say hello to... I did get a lot of emails from... some of our window liquor listeners who play Xbox like I do. Uh-huh. So we'll play Torrey Holt
right.
in Madden Nation in August.
You wanted some challengers. Will you be wearing a uniform when you play him?
I will wear a lucky jersey.
Okay.
You bet your ass.
There you go.
And let me see. I'm going to just say right now I've selected two. We got about 50 of them. And there were two that I selected that I would like to play with at a point to be announced. One guy's name is Paul. Anyway, it's Don. I'd love to give you a warm-up game before playing Torrey Holt. I've been playing Madden since it came, blah, 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 blah. I hate people that go for it on fourth down all the time and onside kick. I play the Ravens when I play. I'm from Baltimore, and I play the way the game should be played. A nice mix of running the ball and play action and passing when needed. I hate the headset, but I love to hear people talk after I score a TD. I played the Madden tournament last year in Baltimore, but I lost my game to some kid. When you have Kyle Buller as your quarterback, it makes it hard to win. I can usually play on Friday or Saturday night. Anyway, the guy then writes the season tickets for the Ravens. And anyway, so that's one guy, Paul Stanley. I don't think it's Paul Stanley from KISS, but Paul Stanley.
This is Paul Stanley from KISS.
Gotcha. And here's the other one. Don, responding to your call, and please notice how I don't treat these emailers like I do the people on our fan site.
No funny voice.
I treat them with respect.
That's right.
Don, I couldn't help but see. Here you go. Read that one like yes. One of the guys from our website.
Don, responded to your call for someone to play you at Madden on Xbox 360. Here's a little about my gaming history. Have been playing Madden for 10 years, although I defected the Sega NFL 2K series for a few years. Been playing Madden 06 since the release of the 360 last November. I like to play with NFL-style game strategy. I'm a traditionalist and do not like cheap moves like lining up defensive ends well outside the offensive line.
Yeah.
I like to have fun, but I'm very competitive. I haven't played too much online with the 360, though. Have preferred to play live with friends rather than go down the dark alleys of Xbox Live. I'm not a kid and don't act like one, even though I am 32 years old and still playing video games. I am a buried professional in Maryland, available both evenings after 7 p.m. If interested, contact me.
Mike, thank you.
Two good candles.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so both of those things going to make that happen.
Yeah.
So I'll play those guys. That's good. Need some practice before we get to the big thing with Torrey Holt. Oh, God. Let me see. Memorial Day weekend. I have no time to talk about that. I got an email from my brother I want to share with you.
Can I mention one thing that's just exciting for me on Memorial Day weekend?
Yes.
That I really want to say, and I, for whatever reason I want to share. It's not going out to anybody in particular, but you know, and everybody knows what a big Red Sox fan I am, and I am so excited. I don't think I've ever been more excited for a weekend than I am, because Sunday, for the very first time, I am taking my 11-year-old, and I say 11 because they're almost 11, my 10-year-old and my 8-year-old daughter, I am taking them to the Shrine. And I am taking them to the Shrine, and it is going to be like Like, seriously, the photo op of photo ops. I am going to be like paparazzi when it comes to my daughters. I'm going to want to get them.
You should explain what the shrine is.
The shrine is Fenway Park.
Some people might think you're talking about an adult bookstore or something.
The shrine is
the shrine.
For some. Fenway Park. I'm going to take a picture of them when we get into Boston. I'm going to take a picture of them when we're at, like, Yawkey Way, where they sell all the different stuff outside Fenway Park. I'm going to take a picture of them when they're trying on hats in the souvenir store. I'm going to take a picture of them when we go in to watch batting practice, because we're going to get up there super early to do that. I'm going to take a shrine of them when they're getting a picture of them at the shrine when they're getting their first bag of popcorn.
Are you going to get them their Yaz Highway, Hershey Highway chocolate?
You have to ruin it. You have to spoil it. They don't know.
Ted Williams head on a stick?
They don't know Yaz, but now I can tell you they know all the players. They know David Ortiz. They know Manny Ramirez. They know some of the pitchers.
Wow.
And I believe that they are now, the last time I took them to a baseball game was last year when I took them to a Nationals game. And the year before that, I think I had joked about the fact that I took them to Camden Yards for an early season game where it was one of those 40-degree games.
Cold.
And
didn't work out.
They left at half an inning.
Yeah.
We left after half an inning. I am so excited because I think they are very into it, and it's just going to be so, so cool. I love my daughters so much, and this is a memory that I have still from when I was a kid.
Right.
And it's my first. You know how it is because you know, you've had Bart and he's grown up, and you've had those moments with him. This is one of my real,
I understand,
official moments with the girls, and you know, it's great. If I don't have a panic attack, I think it's going to be really a really special weekend.
Buy them the Yaz personal lubricant. I mean, it's never too young.
It's so nasty. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be very exciting.
Yaz is
very
nuts. Sweet. Yaz is hot nuts.
You know, Yaz could probably still kick your butt. Yaz could come in here at what, 60 or whatever he is right now and do that. I remember, do you know I met Yaz? Do you know that? I met Yaz at a golf tournament. And when
did you meet him in a message room?
No, I did not, in a bathhouse or anything like that. I met him at a golf tournament. I have met, you know, you and I have been fortunate enough to meet some famous people over the years in the studio and different functions and locations, especially a lot of sports figures. I was transformed into a little kid when that happened. It was just like,
very nice to meet you, sir. Very, very cool. Very nice to meet you.
So this is just this is super cool. I'm pretty jacked up about it.
You have a great time.
I will.
You have a great time. And just make sure your daughters don't hear any of that foul Boston language.
Yes. Well, I go to Fenway once
and
maybe twice a year.
Who are they playing this weekend? You told me it's Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa. It's not a big game.
Are there any black players on Tampa Bay?
Stop. Now, are you going to go back there with the Red Sox? Are you going to say that they don't have black players now?
No. I'm talking about the Fenway crowd.
Oh, shut up. Just stop it.
There we go.
I heard
it the other night.
You know, he takes all the negative things about Fenway and he takes all the negative things about Boston and he still hangs on. Both the administration of the team and the fan base has become much more diverse.
Right. Right. I'll watch for you on TV.
Yeah, I go to Fenway. I'm a Red Sox fan because of that.
It's not you, it's the city. I don't blame you.
Well, the city is very racially divided, especially during the busing era. Very, very much so.
The busing era, which was how many years ago?
Was
that 40 years ago?
Long, long time ago.
40 years ago. Welcome to Boston. Whites here.
Yeah.
Everybody else here.
Very, very tense city, but that, you know, everybody does pull together with the Red Sox, and it should be a lot of fun. I am very, very excited. I don't care whether they win or lose this time. I want the girls to have a good time.
Well, you say that now.
I say that now.
About the winning and losing.
When
right.
Daddy has his third beer and starts forgetting he has daughters.
I know it's a dream come true for you, and you're really looking forward to it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you get up there and it's freaking Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And
Tampa Bay can win. Bay's got a better team than they've ever had.
8-0 in the third inning.
Could
that's
happen.
Where I predict Daddy gets mad.
We're going, girls. Daddy, we want to stay. We are going. This is a blowout.
Daddy gets angry.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? And look for me on the telly because I went to one of those sites, one of those ticket sites, right. And I popped for the mother load. I popped for the first the number one ticket because I only go once a year, once or twice a year.
Well, you have to take your shirt off or something and paint something on your stomach.
You have the wig, right?
That would make.
Do you have the John 3:16 wig?
That I do have. That's the red, white, and blue wig that resembles Dr. Laura's
bush.
Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Her big bush.
And I'm hoping that maybe there's a chance, because of the proximity of where we're sitting and the fact that they're going to be close to the players, if we get there early enough, that I can get maybe a picture with the girls and some of the players. But, you know, that's almost impossible.
How much would a player charge for that?
Players don't, it's so different now. You know, you don't go to baseball games anymore,
no,
right? It is so, so, so different.
I mean, I meant that as a joke, but also seriously, like, hey, David Ortiz, come here. Hey, here's a $100 bill. How about getting the picture taken with my kid?
The autograph.
I don't know if that really happens.
At baseball games, I don't know whether you've seen this at football games. Well, football games are different, right? I mean, you don't have players, like, hanging out around the wall and signing autographs at a football game.
No way.
You don't have that pregame type of thing. When they're doing their pregame, they're out in the middle of the field. When you go to a baseball game, you know, and they come out for their warm-ups, sometimes the players will run in and they'll sign autographs, but it is so... It's so frustrating because you see the guys that are obviously the collectible guys, and they're down there with 8 and 9 year old children. And I would like to take these guys by the back of the neck, and you know these 40 year old nerds.
They're using their kids like as drug mules.
Well, they're guys that do that. I'm talking about the real guys too. And they come down and they get like a big duffel bag, and you see them with baseballs, and it's just you know they're doing it for collectible stores.
Right.
And but it'll be exciting. I'm really jacked up about it.
Well, have a great weekend.
Good.
With your kids up in Boston and your mamo and everything.
Absolutely.
And your girlfriend. And I hope that things get better with her.
Well, yes, she's been a little tense. I've been a little tense. It's been a little
tense. No, you know what I mean. I mean, she's fine. Mm-hmm. She's going through that thing.
Well, that thing, that time?
Well, you know how I could tell?
How?
My dog was howling this morning. How far do I live?
Well,
from
haven't
you?
We are always maintained the fact that all women experience that at the exact same time?
They're actually, they know each other.
On the same cycle.
I mean, I believe that. I think that if anybody, you know, nobody's ever done that study, I think you would find that it's within a week, always. Yeah.
And my dog, I don't even have time to tell you about attempting to chase Max around with a NyQuil top. You know the plastic cup that you pour the NyQuil in?
Because
the vet says to me, get a urine sample.
I've never heard of that.
No, me either. And I said to the vet, how am I supposed to get a urine sample? She said, simple, follow him around. When he sniffs around, he's got to do something. Put it down there. So, like, I'm doing this, and my dog thinks I'm trying to molest him.
Right.
You know, it's like, the dog...
I would imagine a dog couldn't function if you were doing that.
The dog sniffed around and lifted his leg, and I go, oh, that's a good boy. Hey, here comes Daddy with a little cup. And he's like, he looked at me like, hey, what are you doing? Don't touch my wiener. So I was not able to get the urine sample for the vet, and what they said that I should try is to just like set out a tarp somewhere and allow the dog to just go to the bathroom in the house on the tarp, and then take the tarp
I know you love your dog, but if I can give you some advice,
of course I could bring it to the vet and they could just put a catheter in.
Can't they give the dog like a tranquilizer or something? And the dog's not even going to care.
Yeah, the tarp worked with Robert.
with your son.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to buy the tarp, but it's so much easier
anyway,
than chasing him around.
It was just a funny picture this morning. I don't know what Ed, my neighbor, must have thought, but I was out
Would they tranquilize the dog if they were going to do it with a catheter?
I don't know. I called them. I just called them today. I said,
sorry. Force it in there with the dog going, yeah. I
cannot get the urine sample.
No.
I cannot make this.
It's an unreasonable request.
So that was one thing. Then I've got my own Memorial Day this weekend, I'm going back to Ocean City, really for the first time, you know, since Frida passed away. So that's going to be kind of oogie, but
yeah,
I got to.
It's going to be tough.
But
kinda
I got to do it. I got to do it because I love it there, and that'll be nice, and spend some time with big Frida, and you know, maybe even invite the old GF down for a day.
Yeah,
see how that happens.
Good.
And hold on, two things real fast, and then. We're still doing Cousin Luigi today.
Yay!
And then we still got that other dumb guy, right?
Yeah, I mean,
another great guest. boy, God damn!
What you looking at?
I'm putting this one in my collection from HollywoodTuna.com. There's a new Aniston picture.
That is a good picture. Still sexy as
and
that.
You know, yeah, I saw Letterman. Of course, I saw Letterman the other night.
Yeah.
You know, all I'd say to her really is, honey, maybe. You know, gain 10 pounds. She's maybe a little too
thin.
And hi, Yanni.
You want a color version of that?
Yeah, please.
I'll go get it for
in plastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
A nice paper.
That is a
great,
sexy picture.
Thank you for emailing that.
Camera likes that lady.
Yeah. That's a great picture.
Jennifer Aniston.
Camera has good taste.
Two things real fast that you got to know about Charles Sheen. First, my man, Charlie.
Your man,
now?
Charlie.
What
you know,
now? You know what? He's really becoming... the modern Tom Sizemore, meaning that anything this guy does...
Only bigger, only a bigger star.
Yes.
Anything that this guy does, he can't stop himself now. He's got the worst PR in the world with Denise Richards and everything else. Now he's going on the HBO show Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. They're going to air this in 2 weeks. Here are quotes from Charlie Sheen about Barbaro breaking his leg.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Sheen says, quote, his leg being broken was intentional. The horse racing industry hurt his leg on purpose in order to bring national attention and a younger audience to a sport that nobody likes. Quote, despite family nights and flag nights and appearances by lame-ass country musicians, there's no disguising the fact that if you go to any track in America, all you get is degenerate old men wearing too much plaid, drooling all over themselves. The racing industry knew that effing with this horse was the best career move. Charlie also wonders why every other horse that breaks down doesn't get this kind of attention.
What an idiot.
Now, you know, in this way, I'm with him.
Yeah. Okay.
He says, where were the grieving owners and the heroic veterinarians when 269 horses broke down on California tracks between November 2003 and 2005? How many of those horses were saved? None. Nobody left Beanie Babies and flowers outside the landfills where they wound up.
Wow.
Of course, they weren't potentially worth bazillions of dollars in stud fees.
Is that the number? Well, his numbers are a little scary, if
it's
true.
And then here's the best quote of all. If I see one more touchy-feely Barbaro story in which one more butt wipe says horses are bred to run, I'm going to scream. If horses love to run, why do those midgets who ride them carry whips?
That's a good speech. Well, you know, the conspiracy theory at the front's a little wacky, but the rest of what he has
Charles
to say,
you know,
not too bad.
He should not be on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. He should have better representation to say, Charlie, don't go on anything.
Yeah. Charlie, shut, get a cabin up. Like up in the Sierras and shut up for a while.
Stay home.
And one more thing that is great, and it's about MySpace. Maria Osmond is very upset about MySpace.
Hmm.
The National Enquirer is coming out next week with a story about Maria Osmond, and this is why the Enquirer is great. Remember when it used to be that you couldn't believe them?
Right.
But now they really have the goods. And when
they got sued so much they had to do that.
And when they've got the goods, what they do now is they call a celebrity directly and they say, hey, we found out something about you or your family. Why don't you talk to us before we put it in the newspaper?
So we can get your take on it and we can give a little fair and balance.
So the National Enquirer calls up Maria Osmond and says, hey, are you aware of what your daughters have on their MySpace page?
Oh, no.
Now, Marie has, hold on, how is it, says here, an 18-year-old daughter, Jessica, and a 16-year-old daughter, Rachel. Jessica, on MySpace, listed herself as bisexual and said that she craves sex as many times as possible.
Oh, my.
Meanwhile, Rachel Osmond, or whatever Marie Osmond's name is now, who's 16, described herself as a slut and a whore, and talks at length about a dream she had when she makes sweet love to David Bowie.
Oh, boy. So how old are they?
They're 18 and 16.
Yeah.
So Marie is,
poor Marie.
She's upset, Mike.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
Are you on that website again? Mom, I crave sex. I want to do it with David Bowie, Mom. I'm a slut and a whore on MySpace. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Yes, sir, the Osmond daughters, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, that'll be in your National Enquirer.
Wow, that's scary.
Next week. Good stuff.
I am torn with that MySpace.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, because you know, it's insane because everybody's on it, and it's you know, but with kids, it's weird, nice. Man.
Just grown ups.
Jessica's on it.
Yes, she is.
Consider that.
God, do you know how many women really in their 20s and 30s and even 40s are on that? It's amazing. I mean, it really is.
Tell me.
You surf it every night, right?
Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I surf it.
You surf it under that special category. That special hating. The expectant category. That's the one that you're surfing, right?
VM.
Yeah,
and I don't mean bowel movement. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What, Rob? Hold on. Jackie the Joke Man says he likes my SpaceX. And of course, that's sissy SpaceX way. You know, you write jokes. Hold on. Read it the way that you would have liked me to have written it. Or read it the way that you wanted me to read it.
At this point, that goes without reading it.
Well, no.
I wish it had never been written.
No, come on. Please.
I like my SpaceX. It's the Sissy SpaceX website.
You need to bring out the, I you know, I love him, and he writes funny stuff for me. I'm the one that was told by Joe, and I say it all the time, if you laughed at it, Rob probably wrote it.
Well, that's, he just, that's not true.
He deserves the crickets.
The truth is, if Rob laughs, Rob wrote it.
He just slaps that in front of me like, here you go, pal. Here's a guaranteed funny for you.
Well, then don't read it.
Well, it's more fun to read it.
Yeah, when, MySpaceX.
MySpaceX. How about MySpacey?
For Kevin.
Kevin Spacey?
Sure.
It's more funny to hear
My Spacey would have been funnier.
Your bad joke.
Go on there.
MySpacey.com.
Uh-huh. Well, think about that next time.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Or whatever he said in American
Beauty.
When
he's lifting weights.
When he's lifting the weights. Don't ever interrupt me again.
All right, everybody. Are you ready?
Ready.
For the return of a long-lost relative of mine from Italy.
Oh, from Italy.
It's been years, Mike. It's like strip trivia.
Right.
It's been years. The post-Janet Jackson, he was banned from this show.
Yes.
But he's back. Mm-hmm. He's had his meeting with Steve and Linda down on K Street.
He has indeed.
And he sure does smell like fish.
Huh.
That's all I'll say about Mike.
But he's missed you.
And now
he's missed you very badly.
Is he my cousin or my uncle?
He's your cousin.
My cousin.
Oh, come on.
My cousin, Luigi.
How could you have forgotten? Come on, Shelley.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Wednesday, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's at Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We Are Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like Fremen Glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing Didi now?
Hey! The Don and Mike Show.
AJ sounds so young there.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
He's still the kid.
Buzz still likes a screensaver.
No, I don't have that anymore.
That was the Friday favor. No worry, it's not Tony Soprano coming in.
What?
What a relief. Oh.
But someone who's equally Italian. All the way from the old country. Cousin Luigi. Cousin Luigi.
Oh, he wants to give you a hug.
Come over here and hug me. Hi. Hi, cousin.
A hug from my cousin.
How you do? How you be, huh? Long time, oh.
Don't touch me. I mean, he really came over.
How does he smell?
Gave me like the big bear hug. You know what he smells like?
What? How's my breath?
Oh. He smells like a woman.
That's
You smell like woman.
He's a good time, Don. He's so...
Welcome back to the show.
So long. It's since... Luigi, come to the studio. You say a long time ago, CBS, grande executivo.
Yes.
Luigi, take me aside in a room. Luigi, too dirty. Sound bad, sound dirty, sound nasty all
now,
the time.
And now we've told them, now you've got your papers and you're back in the country.
Yes,
you can be on the show and you can tell us about your life experiences.
Oh, so much good.
And thank you. He just handed me a 5-foot salami.
Hey, good to see you, Don. How
good
you
to
doing?
See you.
Oh, baby, everybody, Luigi, so miss all your boys. All you miss is Donolino, Bozzi, Ravalito, Joe, a new guy, Johnny.
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 You know, you never even got to meet Beth Ann.
Johnny Normando came up to me, say, hi, my name is Johnny. New guy.
John Norman.
He said, Luigi. My name is Johnny. They call me Yanni. I say, Yanni, Benny, Yanni. He say, I give you a cat. I say, no, Luigi no want a cat. Why? He say, I got lots of cats. I say, no, Johnny, stay away. Prico, no, you get away. Get away, Asagio. No cat. The cat is Finco. Luigi, take a cat. They chop a head off. Put in a big pot of sauce.
No.
Make a kitty cacciatore. Yes. Melvo Carmazino. Donde Melvo Carmazino?
Oh, are we going to talk about Mel?
No, Melvo Carmazino, no.
No, Mel's gone now.
Oh, company gone. Crapaggio.
The old CEO, yes.
Totalino, Crapaggio, and La Compagnia without Mel Carmazino.
Oh, they know that. And I know that you were very fond of Mel.
Giovelli Halendario. Oh, jeez. Why Paggio?
Now you're talking about Joel Hollander, yes, the current president of the company?
No need to clarify.
I want everybody to know what we're talking about.
So many people. I listen to you. I come yesterday by to, how do you say, see a tour.
You're on tour.
Meet... Querétaro interesting, new guy.
A very interesting character?
Oh, very, very. Name, Greg Gillespie.
You came by the station, you met Greg Gillespie, the program director?
Oh, yeah, Greg. Oh, grande pervolino. Oh, man, Greg, lacco controle with the pompolina. No controle, red heragio. Deep bed, Tony. Big deep bed, Tony. But extraordinariamente hornaggio. Sima hornaggio. Luigi walk into officino and say, no disciplino with Greg Gris Gillespie. I say, intellectuale bankrupto. No brainer. Luigi meet him. I say, in his officio, he no stand. I say, bene, so Gregaggio.
He did not get up from behind the desk.
Bene, Gregaggio. I go to shake hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He no get up. Then I see Panzasio in Ancolinas.
Oh, no.
His pants. Down near his...
He got his pants on.
Yes, Gregor likes to hit on anything, you know what I mean? So sad. Red-headed boy. So stupido. So very stupid.
So you walked in his office and he had his pants around his ankles.
I say, farewell, Greg Asio. No, Luigi, no do that. He's a big baritone. Greg Glesvio. He say, how do you do? Me name is Michael Mera's boss. I say, okay, fangu. Nobody. Michael Hughes.
Oh, you met Michael Hughes, the general manager?
Michael Luso.
Okay. Michael
Luso. Luso. Luso, sorry. You're Luso.
It's funny. It's cute the way Michael you say Luso. Luso. Like loser.
Michael Luigi Angrio.
Michael Luigi Man?
So angrio. Why? Oh, passionamente angrio, Michael Luso.
Wow.
Incapablemente, I'm making decisione on his best day. No, make a decisione. Decision, you say in America.
Make a decision.
He look like Presidente Logano from TV, you know.
24?
24, Jack Bauer. Good show.
Uh-huh.
Funny. Good. Actione. That's a funny. But Michael, you say, no, make la fistaggio. I say, make la fistaggio. He knows, Luigi see me the hallway, shake hands. Soft. Sweat. Feel like a pasta al dente. No good.
You know who I bet you missed meeting? Have you heard about Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's so good, so sweet, wears a crazy hat. Eh?
Yeah.
Italiano. Eh? Jessica Italiano?
I don't think she's Italian.
No, you are wrong.
But she's
Italian.
She's the way you like her. She's got the prestigio.
She's Italiano. Hey, Ravolina. I talk about you, eh?
Yeah.
You good boy.
And you know what?
Benito Mussolini! Yes, on your days, Robbie.
Yes,
hey. That girl, Jessica,
see,
she sent everybody on the show an email, except for Mike.
Oh,
when
Michael.
She left.
Yes, Michael Mayer. I jump right to him, okay? Let me talk about him.
What about him?
Luigi see him today. I say, Mikey, Why so jumpaggio? Jumpy, jumpy, jumpy. I say, Mikey, jumpy, so panico, nervoso, nervoso. You know, always shaky, shaky. I look out in the hallway. He take his hand, touch the throat. He set the pelage.
Mike does that a lot. Mike is constantly checking his pulse.
Hey, say, Mikey, Michele. Take a chill pilagio. Take a chill pilagio. Walk it off. Be pusalina. Gigante pusalina. What's the matter with you? Don't be such a grande pusalina. Be a man. Shake it off, Mikey. he say, you know, he say,
what did Mike
I kind of say the word. He say, okay, F you.
Oh, he's, yeah, Mike Avera yeah. said F yeah, you to yeah, you, Cousin yeah, Luigi?
Yeah, and he drink some Pinot Grigio, big bottles, take a big swig. he is a heart beat like Bonnie Rabbit. Rapido, 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 rapido. Okay, farewell, F you, Mikey. Hope you don't end up in emergency rimaggio. Okay. Let me talk finally about the Michael Hughes again, okay?
Oh, like the general manager.
Hand, pasta al dente handshake, right. Okay? Grow and I said to him, quiet, take yeah. aside. My English better, no?
Oh, much better. I almost no problem translating.
See, Michael Hughes, so take him aside, quiet. Luigi, one on one, say, Michael, come here, Michael, come here. I said to him, hey, Michael Hughes, grow away some testicles.
Oh.
Ah, grow them. Put water on them. Make them grow like a big ripe Buzz Burbank tomatoes, okay? You make those nadolinas, ah. And stop wearing a Granaggio glasses, oh. A little end of nose, eh. Think you make a smart guy. No, stupid with the Granaggio thing, eh.
Right. You want him to grow a set of balls.
Yeah, the hell with him. Luigi is so sad.
Why is he so sad?
So sad. Luigi, you know, back in Il Singer Opera all the time, and I sing so sad. Sometimes I cry like a musico when I say so. Luigi is so sad. So sad. Signora Primaggio Vaginolita, no here, no existo anymore.
Who's that?
Prima Vaginito.
Who's that?
Prima Piso Assaggio.
Who's that?
Where is employee Hattie? Where is she?
Who are you talking
there
about?
There she go.
Where are you talking about? What do you mean?
Where is Bertolina?
Now,
donde is Bertolina?
I mentioned that you've never even met
Bertolina McBride, the internet age, you see the picture of her. Oh! Luigi, look forward, come over from Sicily.
Oh, see, because I mentioned that earlier. You never met her because you were never on the show when she was our producer.
Luigi, want to make the pistachio with me Friday. Luigi, feel amore for the grande assaggio. Luigi, like a corduroy. You're so good on Luigi's lap. He fantasize you. Betano, roba, corduroy, Luigi, back e forte, Luigi, oh, Bertolini, come back, oh, give Luigi a lap dance, eh? No, do it with your corduroys. Good girl. I have a name for Bertolini.
For Bertolini.
These Parmigiano panties. Here we go.
Cheese pan pies,
Parmigiano. Ricotta. Ricotta Brazil. Ricotta.
Cheese bro.
Now, Luigi, best friend on Station Radio.
Who is that? WJFK.
You still work here, JFK?
Yeah, we work here for now.
Yes. Good. He's the cool cato. He's the best guy. Te amo, Bear.
Oh, Bear.
Oh, good, you met him.
Our engineer that we had on earlier.
Yeah, Luigi said, good soul brother. Hey, Bear. Right. Bear, so smooth, the clothes, style. I hang out with Bear, okay? I say, I practice, okay?
Okay,
say,
I'll be Bear.
No, I be Bear.
Oh, you're
say,
Bear. Okay.
You say, how you doing?
Okay, all right, so.
Say, how you doing?
How you doing?
How are you doing, baby?
Bear,
cool guy. Oh, greedy, long lost love too. Back at the stazione, good to see you, Madonna friends.
Oh no,
Madonna friends. Remind Luigi of girls are back home.
Really?
Toffe, toffe, sexolina. Ooh, and hair, oh, the gigante hair, big bushy hair. Like that. Yeah.
You're talking about Mrs. Friends, the lady that works here at the station.
Yes, Madonna, good Italiano. Yes, yes, yes. Business by day, wild cattle in La. Night time, oh yes, bene, ciao Madonna, ciao, mozzarella mouth, okay, Mike Omero Giambaggio. We talked about him before. I read the wrong part of the card. Robelina. Robelina is still a new promoter. You promote the Rob to your producer.
Yes, Rob is the producer now again.
Congratulato. Congratulatore.
Thank
you. Congratulatore and the promotion.
Thank you.
Way to go, Rob, Steve, smart guy. Recruit Luigi into secret organizzazione.
Oh, no.
He said to
that group?
Yes. He come to Luigi, Robby Spiewak. He say, don't tell Luigi, no tell nobody. I recruit him into secret society. Anybody, you can be the first Italiano member of society. I say,
what's a society?
What do you talk about? Yeah. He say, Northern Virginia Aryan Brotherhood.
Oh, Aryan Brotherhood.
See, say Italiano, Aryan. Cavalli said, no, you join, you be part of the Aryano Brotherhood. He said, Luigi, you get all the stuff that comes with the being a member. A compasso, a coloring book, cool sunglasses, and a final for your yard. It's a four whites only. Yes, grazie, Ravolino.
We'll see you Tuesday.
You my brother.
Yeah, you my brother.
Ariano Nessiono.
Oh,
yes, grazie. Buzzy.
Yes,
I not forget you, Easy Buzzy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Always as presente for Luigi.
Yes.
Cuisine extraordinariamente. Cuisine. Cook like great with his wife cooking the kitchen.
Buzz is a good cook. Yes, he is.
Buzz's wife, Marcia. She cook for Luigi whenever I'm in town.
Right.
Yesterday, Buzz, give me Luigi a muffolina, a little muffino. Muffino.
Oh, you tried the muffin.
Muffino blueberry.
Yeah.
He said, mangia, eat a muffino blueberry.
Oh, was it?
Oh, he's so good. He said, mangia, Luigi, eat muffino and... So squisito, so good, but 30 minutes later. Oh, Luigi feels so funny. Luigi cannot stop laughing.
Good, right?
Blueberry muffin in America make Luigi laugh.
Yeah.
Then Luigi gets a supreme paranoia. Luigi eat a whole bag of cookie Oreo. And Luigi mouth gets so dry. Not enough water to make so dry. And I get all weird and tingly and finger agios. I say, but the birthday, give me some kind of funny muffino. Funny muffino, he say. Luigi, I put a pot in your muffino.
The treat.
Yes, good muffino, Buzzy. I take back to Italy, okay?
Very good.
Be careful
enjoy
with that.
Now, Donnie.
Oh, all right. Well,
Joseph.
Giuseppe.
Yes.
Giuseppe Ardolino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Let's talk about Joe.
Giuseppe Ardolino also give Luigi presente.
What did he give you?
Great T-shirt, though, from his company.
From his one.
He had a business, a big entrepreneur.
Right.
Giuseppe, give me the present, a T-shirt. It say, oops, I farted. Luigi say, grazie, Giuseppe.
You like that?
He just say, no problem, Luigi. Tonight I go to the house of Giuseppe. They drink Miller Lite, the light of firecrackers, the bottle rockets, and then listen to the Stones. With Giuseppe and Luigi, brand new T-shirt, say, hi, I'm American. Oops, I farted. Sorry, ladies. finally, Donnie.
Oh, yeah, that was you talked about everybody.
My casino, grazie, grande hospitale. Hospitalmente, Danny, such a good cousin. Welcome home, he welcomed me home this morning, Danny's Hasagia. Luigi, wake up early. Part of the familia, we wake up in the morning.
Yes, Luigi and I get up very early.
Two familia, family of bakers. We wake up early. Luigi, go into the kitchen. Try to be quiet earlier than even Donnie wake up.
Wow.
Luigi, go to make espresso. Nice espresso in the machine. Grande machine. Good machine
that you have there.
Then Luigi, slip-o and fall. Oh, boom-o. He go down. Luigi then smell something bad.
Oh.
So disgustolina. And then I see... Clinko, diarrhea, Rajo. Clinko, diarrhea, and a flow.
Ah, yeah, my dog. He flips out when the weather's bad. He flips out.
Flore, carnito, Clinko, pupolina in the entire home. The mess of the entire home. But Luigi's fault before bed.
Luigi feed Clinko spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, no, don't.
Yes, marinara sauce, chunks of hamburger. Clinko eat up, and then he come out. He look at Clinko diarrhea in the diarrhea piece of pasta. Little clink pasta in
sure.
In the diarrhea.
Little
bad dog.
Little pieces of pasta were in the dog.
Right.
Luigi take full responsamente. Responsabilmente.
Good for you.
Luigi take full responsabilmente for the brown mess.
Okay, well, I'll deal with it when I get home tonight.
Good to be with you always, Donnie. Feel good to be on this show. Thank you for having me back. Not feeling good as usual.
Why?
Don't get me started. Please.
Everything all right down there?
No.
What's
you want
on?
To? Luigi is unhealthy.
What's going
bad,
on?
Bad healthy.
What's going on down there?
Bad health, Danny. Yeah. Not myself. Many diseases. Many Luigi diseases from Italy and from United States.
Like what?
Clamadio.
Oh, no.
Gout. Irritable bowel syndrome. Pink eye.
Oh, no.
Anorexia nervosa. You see how skinny? Luigi arm like a toothpick now. Luigi love a food. Mangia, Luigi. Ravioli, chicken, pasta. I love the food. And then Luigi finish a great meal or throw the feather in the throat. Vomitaggio.
How are things with, you know?
Funzione riproductamente?
Yeah.
No good.
Oh. No good?
You slagio. He's dead, a piece of dead down there. I look at it sometimes. Luigi, strip naked, Adagio, stand in front of the mirror. Skinny little legs, tiny little legs, like Phil from The Sopranos. Stand in front of the Miraggio, I look at it, I say, come on, come to life, please. Pinolina, please. I sing a song for you about what I say about this. This partimenti of Luigi, no work I have to sing.
Okay,
hey, cut the music. For you.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
Oh, little Pinolino, where you know rise up for Luigi. Please grow as you. You no work for me no more. I don't feel good with my chlamydia. Very sad.
Yeah.
So sad for that. It no work anymore. And Luigi Gigante Boelagio Anni Botaco.
Oh, no.
Big Boelagio Passe Filo. Not good.
Don't need to hear about your pus-filled boils, cousin.
I go back to Italy after Memorial Day. Back to Italy, back to home. I take all the things you like to give me. Grazie, Danny, for good things, o Americano.
You are very
big
welcome.
Big box of Captain Cruncho. Big blanketto, Green Bay Packero. Fantastico. I love all the things. Starbucks mocha. It's good.
And don't forget, Buzz has scored you some Viagra.
Yeah, Viagra, I try. I
hope
try
it
that.
Helps.
Yes, I need two things. I go to Dottore, to Lance Boyle.
Right.
And then I get the Viagra from them. And Muffino Blueberry.
Another muffin.
Grazie, Mario. So high. So high.
Uh-huh.
And I take home three, how you say in Americano? Three Asian brides.
Three.
You're taking
them
three.
All the way back to Sicily, yes. I take them with me. That's great. Oh, man. Hand action, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good with fingers, magic. The Asian bride, great massaggio. They say massaggio tight in the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
You're so skinny, no eating anorexia. Want to be skinny. Oh, look at those ribs. We feel those ribs. Then Luigi look at the tree and say, hey, now the front.
Uh-huh.
Now the front, no, and nothing happened.
Oh.
Yeah, that's dead, like a dead squirrel.
Is it true what they say about Asian women about down there?
Oh, no. No, it's normale.
It goes up and down, not sideways?
It's normale. I say, how you say in America, wives' tale. Wives' tale. Not true at all. It's good. It's good. Not this, in Italy, more heraggio, though. More bouchaggio.
Uh-huh.
More large. Yes. And now we approach controversio censorato.
Oh, no.
Censorship. Yes. Grande. Italian women back home, a big, gigantic, big grapevine. Big, giant grapevineaggio. With hair. The women, Luigi, the data in Italia have long shorts go down to Niaggio,
uh-huh.
And two that I date actually have Heraggio come out of bottom of the shorts.
Wow.
It is very, very long. Long. And that the hair originate from up there in that triangle. That's where the hair comes from.
Your pubic hair.
No, the women.
The women's pubic hair.
All the way down to shorts. Some shorts are over knee and hair. You still see at the beach. I say, put on long pants. So.
What about if a woman had like capri pants on?
Capri pants. Oh, sometimes. Sometimes. Not a lot, though. Just one or two strands. One or two strands of curlinas. Strands of curlinas. Watch out for your curlies. So do we just say in Americano.
Cousin! It's always great having you on the show.
It's so nice to be here with you, John. Yes, great. That's a Cali Grande Danny. Yes,
before you leave, would you just... he may be listening on the internet somewhere. Johnny Constantino.
Oh, Johnny Constantino. You're a good boy. I wear the big clown makeup and say I'm so happy on the outside, so sad on the inside. I cry with the fake tears.
So
Benny, Donny,
Benny, cousin Luigi.
Oh, I see you. Look.
You what?
Erezione.
Oh,
hey,
well.
Oh, yes. Dump button. Bene, don't worry. That's fine.
Okay.
Everything.
You
Senso Cipo. Perfect. I say that.
You can say that.
Did Luigi say more than that?
What else do you want to say?
Grande erezione.
You can say that.
Penetrato.
You can say that.
Penetrato spredaggio.
You can say that.
Legolina.
You can say that.
Vendover festanaggio.
You can say that. You can say that.
Oh, love a song. Oh, Luigi, number one American song.
What's that?
It's a down, it's a up, that's the way we like it to so like funny, it. Face down, ass up. I love that song, I love it. The Women Black Agio, Soul Sisters. Oh, fantastic. Baby Got Black Agio. Luigi like a big butts. I like a big butts. Luigi loves the big butts. Oh, and I just got a lie. That's good. They really good. I like Kanye. He's good.
Kanye West?
Oh, yeah. Santo Italiano. Yes. Kanye. Kanye. Drink a wine with me. Yeah. How about? Very good. Pinot Grigio, Kanye. We step on grapes together. We make the big woman.
All right. When you come back the next time, we'll talk about what's going on in your pants.
See.
We'll talk about your love life. And maybe we'll have a hot piece of ass here for you.
Congratulatory for Strip Trivia. Luigi, listen, yesterday had
like
a great
that.
Time. Yes. Take out contestant last night.
Really?
Take out.
Ebonia.
Hey.
Ebonia.
Anything happen?
Face down. Si, face down. What? All night agio.
But how do you... But you just said that you're Mr. Softy.
Yes, I use different methodologies to please the women.
Not the... not a finger roll.
No.
What?
No, mangia, Donnie.
A dildo?
Mangia, Donnie.
Mangia means eat.
Donnie, you funny guy.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, cousin Luigi.
Eat all night. Thank you, Ebony.
Oh, it's great to see him
again. Great to have him back.
Nice to have that visit.
Great to have him back.
Very, very nice to see him.
Didn't know that that's what he was having for dinner last night.
I guess so. Well, he's got to do it whatever way he can.
Right.
He aims to please. Always very, very. Sorry he's got chlamydia, though.
That is sad.
And everything else he had, too.
Yeah.
It's true. Plus he's got ED.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Uh-huh. I mean, bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
That's a whole thing.
He has that, too.
That's probably a related.
G. Gordon Liddy has.
A related side effect.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, he's a nicer boy.
Okay, well, we come back. Thank you, Mike. I mean, thank you, cousin Luigi.
It was nice to see him, wasn't it?
Wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
When we come back. In 5 minutes.
Right.
They give us the setup, because this is either going to be really, really good or really, really bad.
All right. It's a martial arts instructor that claims he can walk through walls and make people fall down just by throwing power at them.
Like over the phone?
Not over the phone, but in person. He says he's like a real-life X-Men.
So he's a carny.
Well, I think he's nuts.
Oh, he's nuts, even better.
Yeah.
He claims, the reason that this is timely and topical is that he claims to be a mutant, much like the popular X-Men.
Oh, he's a nut.
Yeah,
that's good.
So we'll put 5 minutes on the big TikTok for him when we come right back. Everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
That's changing.
So I became...
What?
Bulimic. You can read minds.
The Don and Mike Show.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
This is information on our next, we're number 15 in the ratings party coming up Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. Same thing as before, 8 till 10. We'll all be there. Love to meet you. Information coming up, and we'll have the stuff on the website. Now, it's time to figure out if this guy is worthy of even 1 minute of our airtime.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Hmm. From Pahrump, Nevada.
Pahrump.
Pahrump. He says he was a mutant. That when he was a kid, he claims that when he was a boy, he was a member of an X-Men-like squad called Project Talent.
Said it was a government-funded group that trained children with paranormal gifts.
And we thought it'd be kind of timely because X-Men is opening this weekend. Here now is Robert Duncan O'Finian. Robert.
Yes, sir.
Is it O'Finian or O'Finuin?
O'Finian.
O'Finian.
What's your power there, mutant?
My basic skills is what we like to call them, is touching someone, picking up their thoughts. I have done teleportation a couple of times, and that's the scariest thing to me I've ever done in my life.
Now, when you say teleport, you've actually teleported from one side of the room to the other?
That's right.
Do you change colors like Rebecca De Mornay? Are you a shapeshifter? Do you have the metal
Rebecca
things?
Romaine Stamos.
Excuse me, Mike. Mm-hmm. Do you have the metal things coming out of your hands like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine? Do you have the guy who's got the laser coming out of his eyes? Or are you Halle Berry, a Storm? What's your power? I mean, what's your superhero name for this talent you have?
I can tell you what my code name was in the project. My code name was Omega.
And you said this project was called Project Talent?
Project Talent. It's just an offshoot of the Nazis' World War II experimentation.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
I think that we've stumbled on to one of the winning words here on the Don and Mike Show, which means you could be invited back for a future installment.
Perhaps next week.
But this was done in the United States?
That's correct.
Well, how would they possibly identify children with these gifts? Did your parents, seek these people out? How are you picked as somebody with a paranormal gift?
I was given a test, and B, I found out about 5 years ago my father worked for the CIA.
Okay,
your dad worked for the CIA.
Can you do anything over the phone?
No. No, I have actually tried that. Believe it or not, and I can't do anything.
What good are you?
Says that you only use your powers for life or death situations. Have you had an opportunity to do that?
Yeah, a couple of times, actually. One of the things that I am able to do is what most people call throwing energy. This electromagnet.
You know, I've seen monkeys at the zoo. They throw feces.
But that's more for life. Basically, what happens is that...
Hey, listen, hold on, Robert, if I could just jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
My best friend, Mike, who's very polite and is asking you all of these very professional questions and treating you with a modicum of respect. I, on the other hand, take my comic books rather seriously. Are you, in fact, a mutant? Either prove it to me now, or we will simply end this discussion, and we'll talk to you another time about...
Oh, I have so many questions.
About all things Nazi.
If you're asking me to prove anything I can do via a telephone interview, no, there's no way.
Then you're a faker. Then, for instance, we are on what part of the country? You live in Nevada, right?
That's where I'm at now. I don't live anywhere.
Well, we happen to be on in Reno.
What do you mean by you don't live anywhere?
I don't call any place home.
What about your home planet? what about Uranus?
guys, I've been through this before.
You sound frustrated.
Well, you're not very good at it for being a mutant. Tell me something. Being as we're on in Reno and Vegas, isn't there something you could do that would affect the weather or turn the lights off in either city or,
change the weather with his mood?
Well, Mike, I'm a fan of X-Men.
Well, in nowhere here in my little prep thing here does it say that he's a mutant.
No, he says that he spent his youth as a member of an X-Men-like squad.
X-Men-like squad, but not mutant.
And he can walk through walls.
Children, can you walk through a wall?
When a life and death situation is involved.
Wait a minute.
Lying.
Hold on. You know how I am with these guys. Has it ever happened?
Yes, it's happened. And
when?
I have witnesses to the
fact. Well, I want to hear
when,
that story.
When, when, old man? And were you wearing a suit? Were you wearing a costume?
No, we don't wear costumes.
How did you walk through it? He's got to be
such a faker.
How did you walk through a wall?
We didn't wear combat fatigues and carry 45s, okay?
All right. How did you walk through a wall to save somebody?
You imagine yourself.
No, I don't want to imagine everything. Tell us the story about how you did this.
Well, you have to use your mind. You have
What Mike is saying to you, what Mike is asking you, superhero, is tell us exactly.
You said you have walked through a wall in a life and death situation.
Not in theory.
I want to know what happened and where and how.
How exactly did you do it?
And I want to know what and where before I want to know how.
Oklahoma.
And where and what was going on? What happened?
A child was having a nightmare that snapped me out of a deep sleep.
And you were in an apartment complex?
Hold on.
I was in a house.
Wait, hold on. A child was having a nightmare? That was the emergency?
All I heard in my sleep was screaming.
Please. You heard screaming?
Was the guy from Dateline NBC there when you opened the door?
No, if he was, I would have kicked his ass.
Whose child was it?
A friend of mine's.
A friend of yours. And you walked through the wall?
That's correct.
Man, this was just the middle of the night?
About 2 a.m.
And what happened after that?
I broke down to a total cold sweat when I realized what had happened.
And you realized that it was
when
not...
When you realized that you were in a child's room?
No, I was at the front door to the house.
When you realized that you were that you had gotten a vibe that...
Wait, you were the child was screaming in the child's bedroom, but you were at the front door to the house?
No.
The child had a headache, man.
I'll tell you what, guys. You know, I've done a lot of interviews, and I've been...
This is the best one, I bet.
That's fine. That doesn't bother me. But, well, I can't get two words in straight. Okay? And
come on. Hey, listen. Hold on a second. Understand where I'm coming from. If you were doing a radio show and somebody said to you, hey, you really like comic books, and there's a guy who says that he was kind of like Superman when he was growing up and he was a kid, and then you called me up and I said, well, yeah, I used to be able to like pick up cars and stuff, but I can't really tell you how I did it. You know, come on, please. Kiss my ass. You're no mutant. I'm more of a mutant than you are.
Yeah, I would say so, because I used to listen to you guys when I lived in Delaware.
Ah. Oh.
Was that a slam at our show, sir?
Yeah, it was.
Then why'd you come on? Then why'd you come on the show?
Because Rob tucked me into it. I did it as a favor to him.
Listen, kiss my ass, you fake mutant. Go to hell, you crusty old bastard. Go to hell. Go to hell.
I tell you what.
Go to hell. I hope a real mutant.
What I do with my attorneys if I was set up this way.
Yes, you were set. So please call your attorneys now. Call your mutant. Oops. Call your mutant attorneys. Well, thanks, Rob, for making a side deal with the guy.
I did not make a side deal.
I'm kidding, you friend. I'm kidding.
That went well.
Yeah. Mike, my apologies. I know you wanted to chat with the guy. But
wanted to find out how he...
Time is of the essence today, and also, frankly, you know, come on. You know the guy's not a mutant.
I don't know that for
a second. Yes, you do.
You know, I believe that there are aliens
mutant
among us.
Please.
I believe that he might have been able to walk through a wall.
Sure.
He might still. And I believe that Joe saw the Confederate soldier, too.
And I believe Cousin Luigi was just here.
He was.
He was.
He was, and don't do that. Please don't do that.
Just, you know, I take my superheroes kind of seriously. Mm-hmm. If the guy says he's a mutant, well, Jesus Christ. And Mike only asked him eight times.
If it walks like a mutant and talks like a mutant, no, it probably is a mutant.
You asked him eight times, how'd you do it? And he just kept saying, in theory, you concentrate.
Right.
Oh, come on, please. And he's a listener of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he only came on the show because Rob's his buddy.
That's right. As a favor to me.
Because Rob's his good buddy.
Are you going to call him back and see how it went?
Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Come on.
You want to?
Yeah, of course I do. And Buzz,
yeah?
Without your whole big thing, man, what are your lead stories tonight?
Oh,
because we're running terribly late.
Tonight, a chocolate makes you smarter. Investigating Congress, let the lynchings begin. And Arizona, step away from the sheep.
Ooh.
Okay, good.
It's very exciting. Those are good stories, Buzz. Stand by. That's very professional. We'll get the quick rundown from Rob on how it went.
Well, you should invite him back. I don't think he's going to answer
that. You should invite him back because maybe I was too testy because we're up against time today. And I know you'd love to talk to him about the Nazis.
This could go on
for a while. Well, I'm sorry that it went that way, but Don feels that he was a little testy. We'd like to have you back sometime.
Next time we're having a big fake mutant show.
He's getting an earful.
He's going on now.
All right, well, I am sorry. I am sorry it went that way. But you could have hung up any time. And I told you today we could have parted, you know, at any time.
Listen to Rob Appelite, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And yet,
hey, screw off, mutant ass! That's how you handle that. Hey, Jesus Christ, Dominic.
Hey, I'm real sorry. I'm real sorry.
This is a nut job.
Well, what can you do?
I know, that's your job.
Oh my God, look at the wall!
That's your job to find nut jobs for the show, Rob. Where are you going, Mike?
I hear somebody crying.
We'll be back.
He just walked into the wall.
Ow!
We'll be back with Buzz's news and comments.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestbot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned
it's
for this and more.
Play this for your Memorial Day. Saw Beach Boys. I love the Beach Man.
Your show, your way.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now remember, I think it was about 4:10 East Coast time, I said, I hope everybody enjoyed it because, you know, the people that listen later will be screwed. This is one of those days. But we're going to work it out. Buzz? I would help if I turned your goddamn microphone on.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hi.
News and comments with Buzz brought to us tonight by the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life, and life takes Visa. And now here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, no wonder Forrest Gump loved his box of chocolates. Milk chocolate, according to a new study, can make you smarter.
Thank you!
A doctor at a Jesuit university in West Virginia tells Reuters he gave volunteers dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and carob. 15 minutes later, he studied their brain functions, including memory, attention span, reaction time, and problem solving.
Oh, my goodness!
And he says the milk chocolate group dusted the others.
Can you hear me?
Excellent.
The doc says milk chocolate contains a cocktail of stimulants, including caffeine.
Yeah, I love them so. Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
I've been told by a lot of people that I'm extremely brilliant.
You're the hippopotamus!
Shut up. By the way,
you're weird.
You know, you're weird too, and I really, you've been screaming for this entire first segment.
Oh, that's boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
You're interrupting Buzz, and now you're interrupting me. What is your deal?
Oh, that is dead. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're speaking too loudly.
Can you hear me?
Shut up, Rosie.
I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to throw dirt on you. How'd you like that, fat girl?
Be realistic, Rick.
Why don't you just keep it down?
Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor, very nutritious.
I don't want anything from your staff-infected hands.
Silence, say your sentence and rule number one. Thank you.
She's very loud.
Jesus. Well, that's the type of person Buzz is speaking about.
Right. With the help of England.
Hello!
Hello, Rosie. With the help of England's Tony Blair, President Bush yesterday admitted there have been costly mistakes made in the Iraq War.
Buzz?
Someone's been eating their chocolate. Yes?
Yeah, before you start the next nap,
yes?
Next napping, next stepping, pains me to say this.
What?
I think it was a brilliant move by our less than brilliant president.
I know.
About 2 or 3 years too late,
mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, I watched it live and then I watched the clips. He stood up and he said, I was wrong to say wanted dead or alive.
Right.
I was wrong to say bring it on.
Right.
I mean, Mike, I know you're rolling your eyes.
I'm rolling your eyes for one reason.
Somebody got to this guy.
I'll tell you why they got to this guy. Because this is what their skill is. In the entire time this guy's been in office, you know what their number one skill is? It's winning elections. And right now, they are in a concerted blitz. That is their number one deal.
Understood.
That is the only
reason. I don't. The midterm election. No, you know what? I don't think so. See, here's where we disagree. You're much more of a political junkie than me.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it just from a guy who watches all this on TV. I think he's worried about his legacy. I think that's why they hired Tony Snow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Tony Snow was hired to soften him up. I think that he's got a new chief of staff.
Right.
And somebody finally sat him down and said, listen, dumbass, if you don't want to be remembered as the president that drove us over the cliff, when you follow the guy who got a BJ underneath his desk and almost got impeached, get on TV and say you made mistakes.
Well, a lot has to be done, but I think really this... the way I read it and the way I understand it is that they are doing what they do. They are more focused now on the midterm elections. This is the blitz. This is what they're doing, and they're going to be doing a lot more of this. Now, does it make everybody feel a little bit better? Yeah, sure it does. Mm-hmm. But what I have a problem with is why some of this stuff might not have been done earlier. And what I believe, I could be wrong, but what I believe is it wasn't done earlier because they weren't thinking about, my God, how are we going to keep our decisive advantage in Congress?
This is where I disagree, because I think that the Republicans know they're screwed already.
At home, no.
I think they know. I think they know that they're screwed, and
if
you think propping Bush up, I mean, I don't mean to get in a political thing
right,
because I'm going
to
lose this, but just, you know, I think if you think propping Bush up there and putting a stick up his rear end and having him say, I'm sorry, I screwed up.
Well, he's got to do something.
All of a sudden is going to win all the midterm elections. It's not, you know, like I said, you're probably right, but I think it's just more that somebody sat him down and said, listen, dude, you know, you're not going to be remembered like as the biggest doofus of all time. You're remembered as like as the biggest doofus
of all
time.
But, you know, I am partisan, and you know I'm partisan, but I'm partisan really for more reasons than you might think. I'm partisan because I think whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House, it just works best the way those guys with the powdered wigs set it up, where you got one party in control of one group and one party in control of the other group. I just think it works when you've got these checks and balances. When you got all of the same party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, that are all in the same, you know, and majority rules completely, things get screwed up.
It was just refreshing to see him say, I should not have said, wanted dead or alive. I shouldn't have said all my
Cowboys
stuff.
Well, that's why he brought his English tutor along to help him, too. So,
quoting Bush.
I hate it when now I'm being forced to defend him.
Right.
I mean, sure, it's a political move. But hold on a second. You can't have your cake and eat it too as a Democrat. You can't just pound on the guy. And then when he does, for whatever reason, at least you got to admit, for him, it probably was hard. For little brain, it was hard for him and for his ego to go on TV and say he screwed up. Because all we remember him for is every time he's asked, what mistakes have you made? He says, I can't think of any.
And it is my theory that the reason he did it was not because he was saying, this is what you should do for your legacy. My reason is that he was told by his political advisors that this is the best way to do it. This is the way, because you're in such dire straits right now with the Republican Party and the midterm elections that something's got to be done. I think, you know, look, you know, if you say, oh, the Democrats aren't political, my God, they're as political as anybody else. But in this case, I think his motivations were these midterm elections coming up. We'll wait and see. I don't think there's, you know, everybody's saying, oh, hey, you know, they're all going to be voted out. The incumbency rate, if you've got a seat in Congress right now, is so significant that I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park and that we're going to get Democratic control of the Congress.
This is why I'm no good at this. I mean, I love you. I tuned out like, you know, like when I talk about Batman or something, when you start really talking like about like your Meet the Press stuff, it's like that's just me.
I know.
I mean, I don't mean no offense to any Orientals. I just go like, la, 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 la. Because you could be right. You might be right. I might be right. Just answer me this. Did you see him?
No.
Did you see the clip?
No.
Watch the clip. And tell me if you don't, and again, I'm not an apologist for the guy, but tell me if you don't feel the slightest. You know, we were talking about an American Idol, how you got to be humble
I know
to win.
What I read about it was specifically that one of the things he apologized about was Bring It On, when he said Bring It On.
Right. He apologized for three or four things, and
he should have apologized for that like the day after he did it.
Okay. Listen, but here's my point. Again, yes, but what do you want to do? Now that he's done it, you want to bust his balls more. Because he finally did it because you think his reasons are... Yeah, Buzz, I'm not asking you.
No, I'm not saying I want
to... Sorry, I didn't mean to throw a pen your way, Buzz.
All right. No, I want to get him and his, you know, his people really that I just think have kind of been misguided. I want to get them the type of... You know, there are a lot of good Republicans and Democrats. There really are. And I think that the people he listens to and the people he pays attention to, I just like to see some more moderate thinking get back into this. And man, it's just been so over the top. It would be just like if it was the over the top wing of the Democratic Party that was in control. I'd probably feel the same way.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I probably would.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you weren't
this strong about when Clinton got the BJ. I mean,
Clinton got the BJ was something that, you know how
I know.
Do you know how I felt when that happened? I felt the same way. There was back in 1980 when Ted Kennedy made a, I think he did an interview with Roger Mudd where he basically tripped over his ass through the whole interview. And I felt the same way when this happened to Clinton. I felt that Clinton let everybody down.
I
let
even
everybody
know
down that supported him.
I'm sorry. That's where, again, I mean, I know who Roger Mudd is.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about
Ted Kennedy is, but it's like...
No, it's the same feeling. It's the same feeling of being let down.
Just watch the tape of the guy and tell me if you don't at least get the feeling, even if you think he's being puppeteered for whatever reason, you will get some satisfaction out of the fact that the guy is being made to be humble and he's being made by whoever to say he made a mistake, and it's obvious to watch him that it pains him. And I'm sorry to say this, it humanizes him, and it's the American Idol thing where he's a little more humble. He's not like that swinging dick with the shaved head.
I'd be happy to watch it, but it still frustrates me about the whole way things have gone down. It just kills me. And you know what also, can I say just one more thing?
No, you really can't, because we really got a break. I'm sorry.
All right.
We really got a break.
Got a break.
Okay. And Buzz?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
We'll see ya.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Sorry,
the
Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
Not really, but for now.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a funny place.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Back with more Buzz now. Buzz this time brought to us by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food. We love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
And now a word for our friends in real radio who fear that satellite radio will be the death of us all. Not so much. Despite the 14 million subscribers, satellite radio's popularity may have already plateaued and way sooner than experts expected. Stocks have fallen for both Sirius and XM because both have spent a lot of money for talent and haven't signed up as many subscribers as they'd projected. XM stock dropped 11% this week, and it's doing better than Sirius with a revised target of 8.5 million subscribers compared to the Sirius dream of 6 million.
Hello?
This is not the death of satellite radio by any means, and no reasonable person would hope for that. There's just no reason to fear.
Regular radio guy.
Greg. G-R-E-G.
Right. And what do you do?
I am an important program director.
What does that mean?
That means I direct programs.
Okay.
There he is.
CBS and Howard Stern, by the way, have settled their legal dispute out of court. CBS was suing Howard for promoting his satellite show while he was still working for CBS. That, of course, just seems silly now that CBS has hired Opie and Anthony and then is letting them promote their satellite program while working for CBS.
Oh, and hey,
no word on the settlement except that CBS gets $2 million for the tapes of old shows.
Liked reading on DCR TV. After we talked about Opie and Anthony,
right.
We hear that they're coming to work here,
mm-hmm.
and we discussed we don't have a problem with that, blah, blah, blah. Nice to see that on DCR TV he puts right in front. We hear that. You know where you heard it?
Uh-huh.
You heard it on this show.
Yeah, of course.
Even though it's a rumor that's been going around, you heard it on this show. That's where you heard it, Rupert.
Rupert, have a happy 3-day weekend locked in your bedroom.
When we come back, the kinky stuff.
Ooh. Oh, okay, the Buzz Files. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
And now, founding member of the Dave Clark Five, here's Guy Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, the Arizona governor has signed a bill to make bestiality a crime in that state. The law makes sex with an animal a felony and was inspired by the arrest of a fire chief who was doing his neighbor's sheep.
Boo!
In Tulsa, they're looking for a guy who hid under a woman's car at Walmart and licked her toes while she was loading her stuff into the car.
Guilty!
The woman says at first she thought it was a dog. Police say if they catch him, they'll charge him with outraging public decency. Hey, that's what we do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah. No. Wow, that was a long break.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go. Have a safe, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back Monday with the all-new weekend. You have a good weekend with your kids up in Boston.
Absolutely. You do the same.
And you.
Yes.
Remember, I said, no sex in my pool, okay? I'm going to be watching. You know, I've got filters.
Cameras.
And I got cameras.
And testing equipment when you get back.
Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, Hitler jokes.
I'm going right. I'm walking through a wall.
Have fun with the Brotherhood.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.